B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with that man, the Tunis, just getting started. And before I get into the whole thing and give you my little opening remarks like I do every day, today's one of those days where I think you guys can all relate. I think you guys can relate. So I told you earlier this week that we lost a great man, Armando Portaro, my buddy Vinny's father. He was a great man. And so all the guys, we went to go see Vinny last night, and we drank a lot of bottles of brown. All right? So if you hear in my voice, that last night's thing that's crept into this morning, that's what it was. It was a lot of sitting around a fire pit. In fact, my sweat jacket still smells like smoke. And I did shower tunas, but the sweat jacket, because I crashed over his house because we had a lot of brown. So, and it was like a very emotional night of friends that have been lifelong friends. And yeah, you guys can relate to that. So we have the funeral tomorrow, and so today, last night, it was just, get together and laugh and cry and drink, and that's what we did. And so you wake up, and here it is. It's Friday, and the coaches are starting to trickle in, right? Hala Sala is with the Jets, so That was a big hire. Joe Douglas loves him. Emotional guy. I think he's good for New York. So that's a fit there. Urban Meyer, that's a monster hire for Jacksonville. I think we forget, Tuna said this to me this morning about forgetting about Urban Meyer, and it's true. I've done used to do a lot of college stuff. We do a lot of college shows on the weekends at Fox. And Urban Meyer is one of those guys who is a great coach. Now, listen, he's a handful and he's an egomaniac, but it's interesting he chose Jacksonville. Now, obviously, you got Lawrence. So you get Trevor Lawrence, you get the quarterback, you got a lot of cap space, you can build the winner. But Jacksonville is a bad town. It's not a great town, put it that way. There are other destinations that I would probably prefer. Although, I guess you got the beach 40 minutes away or whatever. It's still not a major market. But Urban Meyer likes to be the king of the small town fiefdoms. So I guess it makes sense that he goes to Jacksonville. So now that leaves the Falcons, and the Falcons are moving in on Arthur Smith, who's the Titans OC. So let's put Arthur Smith, because that thing is close to being done. Now you got the Lions, the Chargers, and the Eagles. Now, the Chargers appear to be the destination for Brian Daboll, who is the Bills OC, who's getting a lot of love and deservedly so. That would then leave the Lions and the Eagles. So you know the names that are out there. You have the Kansas City connection, Eric Bieniemy, who I guess I don't know, but the word is he didn't interview well. I don't know. Mike Kafka, the quarterback's coach, who people like. I'm with those guys. You like Byron Leftwich in Tampa, who I think is a sharp guy, good young offensive quarterback coordinator who was a quarterback. So he intrigues me. I love Joe Brady. Now, I know Joe from Matt Rhule's staff in Carolina. He's like a McVay type. So that's kind of where you're at, where you're looking at some of these names. You know, do you go, you know, the Ryan Day is going to stay at Ohio State, I think. That's the kind of where we're at with the search. And I find it fascinating that we've been out on the search. I still don't think we've wrapped our arms around the fact the Eagles are going to get a new coach. That's what's interesting, is that I still think, and here's the other problem, I think, with the whole situation. I think people are going to resent Wentz, because everybody's saying it. Lurie chose Wentz over Peterson. And that wouldn't be the first time where an owner chose a player over a coach. However, he won a Super Bowl here. And I think he's beloved here. Now, I never thought he was that good of a coach, but whatever. That's, you know, some people do. Some people, you know, believed in Doug. It's a fascinating scenario, and I want to talk about it. Last night, Sixers win. I can't do Ben Simmons today. Like, if you want, I'll always talk basketball because I love it. And if you want to talk about it, great. But I can't imagine, like, last night he goes for that 12-10-10, whatever it was, triple-double, where he scores 10 points. Which, by the way, he played good defense. He was in on the game. But that people are still crazy about it. It makes people goofy, the Ben Simmons thing. It's bizarre. They can't get all, they still can't wrap their around. He's still here. Trade him. It's the craziest thing ever. So I'll just be the psychiatrist when it comes to Ben Simmons. Because I think he needs one, and I think we need one for him, for dealing with him. And then finally, we got Flyers hockey again tonight. Yes! I'm looking forward to that. Good morning, Junis.
Go on, man. How are you?
All right.
Yeah.
I need coffee. I can't drink this coffee here.
I would offer you some of mine, but I've already taken a sip out of it. And COVID protocols, you can't.
Right.
Plus, I probably have some backwash in there. You don't want that.
I don't skeeve you, but yeah, I hear you. I'm not running to that cup.
No, you're not?
No.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you need coffee.
Yeah, you know that. I can't do the coffee out of this.
Whatever. No, it's awful.
When we go down the hall to our sister station, MMR, and they have the coffee station.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's terrible coffee.
And they try to follow a specific way to do it. And it's like water.
I'm only half a like snob, like a fake snob.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I ride with the Maxwell House.
But there's things I like, and the things I like, I roll with, right?
Yeah.
I don't deviate. And I like a nice cup of coffee.
Right. I hear you. I like my coffee a little darker, but down there it's either, it looks white almost, right? It's almost clear, or it's mud.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I mean, what?
With like particles, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a lot of particles.
It looks like a lake.
Yeah, you can't trust it.
Like one of those lakes in the middle of Arkansas.
Yeah, you don't want to drink that water.
I can't drink that water.
No, you're out on the Arkansas lake water.
Yeah, no good. I'm out. So, tell me, Junis, let's start off with the coaching search. Because I said to you this morning, what people seem to be oddly not infatuated with it.
Yeah, and I have a theory with it. I think it's because the hottest names that are out there, one of them just based off of pedigree, and people forget about him, as you mentioned in your open, is Urban Meyer, and he's going to Jaguars. The other one Think about it. All season long, the hot name. Oh, he's going to be the first one off the board. He's going to be the first one off the board.
Bieniemy.
Was Eric Bieniemy. He might not get a job.
Yeah, something's up there.
Exactly. Like, there's a strong chance that Eric Bieniemy, there's only a few jobs left, and there's still a lot of candidates out there, and Bieniemy's name is no longer the hot name out there.
Yeah, you hear he didn't interview well. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. Neither do I. So when I think about the coaching search for the Eagles or for the NFL in general, there's no like sexy name that people want to talk about. I go back to Chip Kelly. We were going like crazy for Chip Kelly, even though he wasn't committed to leaving Oregon just yet. All of a sudden, he called Jeffrey Lurie. Was like, yeah, I'll, you know.
Well, you know the whole story. Gus Bradley's in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in Villanova in the mansion. Right.
But at least there was speculation.
And Jeffrey Lurie had to, all of a sudden, Jeffrey Lurie gets a text. He had to go into the kitchen while Gus is in the living room.
Gus, thanks for stopping by.
And we're talking about the Gus bus.
Right.
I was at the other station, and my buddy was in security, right? And
yeah.
He's driving. It was Big Dom, I guess, was driving Gus Bradley to Jeffrey Lurie's house. So I told him, he said, put on the radio. And I said, Gus Bradley's listening right now on his way to Jeffrey Lurie's house.
That's awesome.
And he was. He had the radio on. And give him, you know, a welcome or tell him what you like, you know. The
right.
And they like caller after caller, Gus Boss. So I felt horrible afterwards because
then Jim makes a phone call.
He was like, wow, this is awesome. He told Dominic, this is unbelievable. This is so cool. Like he couldn't wait to coach.
Yeah.
And then they're there in the living room when Jeffrey gets a call.
Hey, Jeff. So I want the job. So,
I mean, that's what happened.
But was Gus Bradley even a sexy candidate back then?
Well,
no, it was just the guy that made sense at the time.
Well, remember he was Seattle.
Yeah,
and you know they had a good
okay,
really good defense.
Right. Makes sense.
You know that was Legion of Boom defense.
Right, so that makes sense. And then I mean,
my only point was not that Gus Bradley turned out to be some great coach, but I always felt bad that. You know, could you imagine that? You're sitting in the living room. You think you got a job.
Right.
And the owner disappears to go into the kitchen.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Then he comes out and goes, listen, I'm sorry, but, you know, we're going to hire Chip Kelly.
That's got to
stop. You got to go, what? Now you got to leave the house. You leave the mansion. You know, the radio.
He puts the radio back on. Gus Busk.
I mean, that's messed up, man.
Yeah. That must suck. That must suck. But, and then you look over to the last
candidate.
That's
a great story, though, isn't it?
It is a fantastic story. Last time, when you get Doug, really the only hot name out there is Adam Gase, right? Like, back in 2016, you know, people weren't going nuts over the guy that got hired by the Giants. Like, those names that were out there. Like, all right, Doug Peterson. Now, this year, like, Brian Daboll sounds like a fantastic candidate. Joe Brady sounds like, they all sound like great candidates, but none of them are the sexy name. He's top of the list. We got to get him. The sexiest name that was out there is Eric Bieniemy, and he might not get a job. So I think that's why there's lack of a buzz.
This is why, I don't want to go back to Kansas City. All right? I really don't. Yeah, I gave you my Spags thing. That's different. But I don't want to go back to Kansas City for an offensive guy. Because here's the thing. Andy does everything.
Right.
So whatever he concocts, like, he does everything. I don't want a guy. I don't want Kafka. I don't want Bieniemy. I don't want a guy that already works under a guy who handles all the offense.
Right, exactly.
Right? Again, I wouldn't want a defensive coordinator who's under a defensive coach. It's the same thing. I want someone who at least was the head of a department.
Right, exactly.
Like, if you look at Joe Brady, right? Well, Joe Brady's calling plays.
Yes.
Right? Joe Brady's the head of the offense department in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Under a great young coach who can bring that culture here.
And that youth usually jolts up a locker room a little bit, right? I'm sure that's part of it.
You know, then, you know, here's the thing, because you're an ageist. You don't like Sean McVay, Boy Wonder. Now you'll have another Boy Wonder and Boy Wonder Brady.
Yeah, but he's ours. He's our Boy Wonder.
You'll jump on board?
Let's go, Joe Brady.
All right.
But that's the thing. It's when I say Joe Brady, right, you get excited for him. But to the masses that go, they don't know who he is, right?
I agree.
So that's why there's no buzz.
The problem is that sometimes I'm a geek, right? So I feel like I talk to all these people and all these coaches and kind of have, I like the coaching thing.
Right.
But I understand from people go, there's nobody out there that I go, wow. Like, not that, you know, Bill Cowher.
Right, again, right,
like,
right.
But it's a name like everybody knows, right? Like,
exactly.
Or Nick Saban, right?
Exactly.
People go, oh, Nick Saban.
There's been two names recently, this week, it's Friday, so this week that we've heard people excited about. One of them, in-house, is Deuce Staley, because people just know who he is, right? The other one, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Because of the connections with Jalen Hurts, plus he's the spread offense, you know, built that team in Oklahoma, and people know who Lincoln Riley is from the big games on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Other than that, all these other coordinators that people don't really know much about. I mean, Joe Brady's this was his first year as OC, right? So it's not like he's been. I heard somebody bring up Josh McDaniels yesterday, right? I was like, do you really want to do that? I was listening to Mike. Oh, what about Josh McDaniels? I was like, would you really want to do that?
No.
Like, but because he's been around for years, people know who he is, and that's why they would go, yeah, Josh McDaniels.
Now, listen, you know, I'm sure Josh McDaniels could be a good coach. I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's had his warts.
What's his warts?
Oh, he's always, you know, there's a lot of bad blood with players a lot of times, right? I hear it all the time that he's a bit of a hard ass.
I don't think that's a bad thing, but,
okay,
you know. Listen, I think it'd be good. But again, I tend to agree with you where I go, I'd rather go, like the Brady thing, it intrigues me.
Right.
I like Dable, right? So I kind of lean in that way. Leftwich, you could probably talk me into, because I think he's a good young, I think he'd play quarterback.
Right.
You know, but like, I do think it's funny because I got really deep into it. Like, I liked it. There's a guy, Brian Johnson, who's at Florida, and they had a really good offense with Kyle Trask, the whole thing. And he's a good young offensive coordinator who was a quarterback.
Okay.
There's a guy, Tony Elliott from Clemson, who was their offense coordinator and play caller at that program.
Right.
Big deal. He's sharp. But again, all these names, they don't do anything for people.
Yeah, exactly. Like Byron Leftwich, people go, the Jaguars quarterback?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think people know that he's an OC. Now, my first question for Byron Leftwich would be, will you bring up your playing career at all in any of your press conferences?
Well, he actually played.
That's true. He was a star before getting hurt.
You know.
And Garrard took over.
Yeah, that was real. But I think he's pretty sharp. I like what they do now. Again, it's Tampa, but I think he's a good play caller. Anyway, and I'm curious what you think about Doug V. Carson and Jeffrey Lurie's decision to go with Wentz. Because we'll hear from Aikman again today. We'll hear from Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre checked in, huh?
Chimed in again. So we'll hear from Brett Favre.
I wonder if he got a phone call.
One last thing,
again.
Cheers. The Ben thing.
Oh, where are my tasty cakes at?
Ah, tasty cake Dom, that's right.
Do I get double because he was half short? Because he only finished with 10 points?
Tasty cake Dom said he would have 20 or more points.
Yeah. So I can bring up Harden and how he would have had 30 last night?
And he wound up with 10.
So I can bring up Harden because the bet was I get tasty cakes if he finishes with less than 20. But if he finishes with more than 20, I can't bring up Harden ever again. So can I say Harden probably has 30 last night?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, Harden probably has 30 last night.
You can. Harden.
MB needed a breather yesterday. Harden probably has 30 yesterday.
Yeah, you know, he might have eaten half the taste cake Dom's truck.
Yes.
But.
Yes, yeah, he probably would have.
He would have scored 30. Where you at with it? Because I got to tell you.
So here's the thing.
I can't take it anymore.
Here's what.
I can't. The conversation of Simmons is. It's so difficult of a conversation.
I want you to think this over during the break. And I was going to use this as one of my morning thoughts when we do the segment at 11:10. But I'll give it to you now. And just think about it before you have any reaction.
Now,
there was a caller the other day that said something. And he was out of line. But remember, we were ripping Ben. It was the day after the Heat game where he finished with 5 points. And I forget who the caller's name was, and my
two
apologies.
Shots, yeah.
But the caller goes, "Ant, we don't get angry about role players." Remember that?
Yes.
It was the first caller of the day on Wednesday. He says, we don't get angry about role players. Now, I'm not saying Ben Simmons is a role player like, you know, Eric Bruntlett, right? But are we okay with that yesterday? 10-10-2. Like, do we have to, not are we okay with it, do we have to just expect that that's what we get from here on out?
Let's dive into that.
I want you to react to that.
Let's dive into that in a little bit on the other side, because that appears to be where people are taking this thing. So let's, I think it's interesting.
Good night for Shake, by the way.
Yes. Shake and Shake. Lou Williams. Yo, here we go. Fly Guys in action tonight. Back against the Penguins, Chunas. That's right. And you can bet on all the home teams, including the Flyers, at Parks Casino. The sports book, Street Road, Ben Salem. You can bring that fabulous sports book. We were there last night, Cousins Corner, and you could bring home the fabulous Parks Casino sports book right to your living room. And if you want to go bet, little Fly Guys, you're there. That's right. You got Flyers action against the Penguins. You got all the big divisional rounds. It's unbelievable what you have. Just go to Parks Casino, right? New customers who sign up now, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's right. You got to download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use that promo code Fanatic, and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You get all the football games this weekend, divisional round. In case you didn't hear last night, I got some good picks for you. Tudor and I will go back and forth. But like the Flyers, you can bet on who scores goals, in the periods. It's unbelievable, all the stuff you can do. So check out the incredible Parks Sportsbook. It's fabulous. Bring it home to your house. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. More of the Anthony Gargano Show now
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, Adrian! I love my yo's. Who we got?
Yeah, this one comes from James. He wants to give a yo to John Allen, who is a North Penn High School basketball legend, but just had his first baby boy.
Nice.
And he ends with, for the kid, play the bleeping song.
I love it. Congratulations. Nothing like it. It's the best. What was your takeaway last night, game? Other than Tobias Harris let you down.
Glad I laid it. Yeah, Tobias Harris.
Glad I laid it.
Tobias Harris let me down.
What was it, 10? What did it go off as?
9.5. Yeah. It went down. It down, went down half a point. But yeah, Tobias.
The fact that it was a 10-point.
I needed one more bucket.
I mean, here's the thing about it. I'm glad it turned out to be a blowout, because how... you're going to have Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. You can't carry a team two nights in a row with Precious. You can't do it. Right?
Right. Yeah. No.
Thank God they blew him out.
Yeah, they blew him out. It was close at first, but then eventually.
Yeah, for again.
I mean, Doc got to empty the bench at the end, which was nice. Paul Reed getting some minutes.
Yeah. We're going to talk to a guy we like, Isaiah Joe. Is going to join the show.
Listen, I know it's been two
Isaiah
games.
Isaiah Joe can shoot the ball.
Yeah. And it's from all over the place.
Yes, he's one of those no range.
And I'll say this. I'm not going to say he's a good defender based off of one block on Tyler Herro yesterday, but I'll say this. Furkan Korkmaz ain't a good defender, period. I'd rather see Isaiah Joe get some more run to see if he can play defense. And if he can hit those shots in big games, as Furkan Korkmaz proved to us last year, could not do it.
Yeah,
he can give you the six threes, you know, against a team that's tanking.
Yes.
But as soon as it came to a game where it mattered, Furkan Korkmaz disappeared.
Yeah, man.
I know he's just a rook, but hey, give him some, he deserves minutes. When Korkmaz comes back, I don't say Korkmaz gets his minutes back.
Listen, the one thing you see him, he, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me a little bit of Steve Smith.
Really?
Now, not as, I don't know if you remember Steve Smith from Michigan.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
You know. And not, you know, again, Steve Smith was a really tremendous ball player. But just his pure, like, he's a pure shooter.
Right.
You always get the same 6'4".
Yeah.
It just reminds me of a guy that, like, a Steve Smith.
And he was able to shoot well in college, right? So it's not like.
No. He's a shooter, dude. Like, no, that kid can shoot. He can shoot the basketball.
Yeah, so, I mean.
That's legit.
You got to see him play a little bit more next couple games, especially before Korkmaz is back.
I'll tell you that, Max, you know, every night. Oh, my God.
He brings it.
He's so good.
And it makes me go. I saw a tweet yesterday that I completely agreed with, and I forget who put it out. Maxey makes Simmons look like the rookie. Because Maxey's just going out there and balling. He doesn't care. I mean, still, I saw again Simmons. I know he had a triple-double and had 10 total points. He was still staying in the corner at times.
Well,
and Maxey don't care.
JCK Dom says, I owe Andrew the cake, but I thought Ben played well and he fed the hot shooters.
Yeah, and that's why I brought that up right before the segment came to an end, before we went to break. That might just be who he is. Like, we should stop thinking he's going to be this 20, 10 and 10 guy. Or 20, 12 and 10 guy. What we saw last night might, I'm not, that might be who he is. And that might be okay. We just have to come to grips with it.
Well, it's still more than a role player. Like, when you're getting a triple double.
No, I agree with you. And you're starting. I agree with you.
That's not a role player. Triple doubles than a role player. If you can
right.
Get that.
That's why I said not role player like Eric Bruntlett. I mean,
well,
you know, that's his purpose.
It's like I go to my man Anthony because he's obsessed and he needs professional help. And I love him. And I wake up to this. I'm no longer holding experts to their word that Ben is a generational talent and Magic Johnson. And he goes, I'm at peace moving forward. And my only point is, it's not about he is a generational talent, but, and this is a huge but, he's got issues, psychological, that compresses him.
Right.
Right? Those issues compress him. And so he hasn't unlocked the ability. Because he does have, you can see flashes of ability of scoring, right? Like, if he just worked on that part of his game and just attacked the rim, he would unlock it, and then he would be closer. I don't know, generational, but when you, the whole point, that came up at 6'10". Who can run like that and handle
right.
a rock like that and got that court vision. Well, that's, you know, equates to what was supposed to be Magic Johnson.
Right.
But he has unlocked, and he may never unlock that part. And to your point, and I guess to Anthony's point, which is, are we okay with that?
I mean, he did have a good game yesterday. Like, he did. He played very good defense. You know, I know the stat sheet says 10, 12, and 10, but played good defense. He was locking guys down. He was the Ben Simmons that we talk about in terms of defense, in terms of facilitating, but once again was the Ben Simmons in terms of offense and his production in terms of points, and he finished with 10. And I wonder if I just have to go, all right, so be it. Let Maxey get his 15 a game, and Bede's still playing like an MVP. Tobias gives you 20 a night. I wish he gave me 20 last night, but hey, whatever. You know. Shake comes off the bench. He's not going to put up 39, but, you know, he comes off the bench, gives you 18. Maybe that's just enough.
Well, they are deep, and if you got to add another one, then you add another one. But no, I listen, it could be enough. It could be.
We just have to come to grips with it.
Yeah. No, it could be. But you're right. That's funny. So my man Rome says he's an athletic, non-shooting Draymond Green, bro. But he's really not Draymond Green. This is what like drives me nuts because, no, he's not. He handles the ball. Draymond Green doesn't have a handle like right. Ben Simmons. Draymond Green doesn't. He could pass all right. Like he's a decent
passer.
Well,
maybe he's looking at the stat sheet, right? Because Draymond can give you 6 points, but he can, you know, he can get a double-double without points, right? Rebounds and assists.
Yes.
Plays decent, you know, plays good defense. He's that fiery guy.
Right, but he's not. Draymond Green is not a point guard and not even a point four, right?
Right.
He's a good facilitator in that offense with triangle when, you know, like Steph needs to shoot and Draymond Green could set people up.
Somebody sets an off-ball screen for Steph who gets open. All Draymond has to do is hit him and boom, there's a three-pointer.
But the point with Simmons is Simmons actually handles the ball. Simmons actually runs the floor, right? Like he's a true facilitator.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's not Draymond Green. Draymond Green's not really running a break. You know, he's not a handle.
He's not a gazelle down the court.
He don't have a handle like that. I just don't understand. That dude has messes up our psyches.
Yes.
He's locked and he's compressed, and therefore he makes us locked and compressed.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's kick it off on the phones. Aaron gets it started. Big A.
What's going on, Aaron?
What's happening, like brother?
I would like to thank the Fanatic for this morning, man, for the intervention.
Great show. Yes. The John Kincaid Show. Fabulous.
I had a tear in my eye.
Bob and Jane, they did a great job. Eye.
The heart of the city, man. The heart of the city. And I like what you said, too, Aaron. But, look, you know, Ben Simmons, let me get right to Ben, that he see these young kids that can play, and they're not scared to play, and, you know, Maxie, Joe, and, you know, Isaiah Joe and all of them. I think that's got to do something to him eventually, that, you know, it's going to unlock something. Because if you can see, and Shake, man, Shake is very underrated in this city. I'm going to say that from the door. He's very underrated, man. Shake and score. Shake and do things. He's not flashy, but he can get to that basket and he can shoot a jumper. And
yeah, to me, he's in the role that he needs to be, which is Lou Williams off the bench, give me scoring.
Right, and he can probably just go off when you know he come in and score. And that's good. And Maxie's great coming off the bench himself. They great.
See, I think I would like to have Maxie start.
Over who?
Curry.
Do you?
Yep.
I don't see that, Ant. Because you have to have a guy that's going to shoot the ball consistently. And Curry gives you that.
What you gonna sit
Danny Green? I mean, I'll sit him before I sit.
I think Curry's better off the bench. He's always been more of a second unit guy throughout his career than he has been a starter.
Right, but now he got that taste of a starter. He might just show us something that we never seen before. And Curry. I don't want to trust a rookie right now to go ahead and start like that. I'm just not there with you with that, Ant. And you know, sure. I love you.
But I
like him to come off the bench and get his game together and process it and see all that. Because you never know. It might be a trade somewhere like next year where, you know, he will be the starter. You see what I'm saying? But I just enjoyed the game last night, man, that they have to come in and dominate teams that they should dominate. And you know, we didn't have a great game from Embiid. We didn't have a great game.
Yeah, you didn't need him. After the night before, you didn't need him.
He needed a rest. Yeah. He needed a rest.
Listen, my brother, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Where you at with the Maxie starting? I'm intrigued by that.
I mean, it makes sense with that secondary ball handler, which was the point from the very beginning when he got drafted, and that was the point of Markelle Fultz years ago when he was drafted. So, you know, I like the idea of it, and as we always say, because people have to come to grips with it, just because you start doesn't mean you have to finish the game, right? Things, you know, it's all about rotations, all about matchups. Seth Curry coming off the bench, think about that with Shake and Seth. Shake can score from all over the court, and then Seth can still be that guy that just bombs away, right? If you're running a pick and roll, Shake with Embiid if he's still out there, or Shake with Simmons and he's still out there, or Shake and Dwight Howard, you know, Shake could then kick it out to Seth Curry.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I think those two fit.
I think, yeah, it makes sense. Now, so, the defense is suspect.
Well, I don't care. It's a second unit. So, here's how I look at it. So, I have my starters are Ben, Maxey, Green, Tobias, Joe. Off the bench, I got Curry, Lou Shake, or Shake Lou. I'll call him Shake Lou.
Shake Lou.
Shake Lou. Isaiah Joe, and Dwight Howard. Now, that's a good second unit.
Yeah, you got your rim protector in Howard.
That's a good second unit.
You got bombers in Seth and Joe.
Well, and then you have, you know, Shake, who can, you know, dribble drive and kick out if he needs to.
And you'll always have one of the starters out there, right? Whether it's Simmons or Harris.
Tobias, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good squad, no?
Yeah, it sounds good. Maxey's playing himself into a role where he should get more run. Maybe he does get the starting spot. I mean, and I'll go back to what I've been saying today. If I'm coming to grips that Ben Simmons is just going to be this 10-point-a-game scorer, right? You do need somebody that can run that pick and roll when you start.
Right.
And I don't want it to be Seth Curry, because we've seen that a lot with Seth Curry. They run the pick and roll with Embiid. And it's great and all when you can kick it out to Embiid, but Seth's not always taking it to the rim. Now, you can do it with Harris. You can do that. We've seen it, whether it's Embiid as the screener or Simmons as the screener. But I like, you know, I like that idea with Maxey, sort of your combo guard that, yeah, you can run that pick and roll offense with the star. It's not a bad idea at all. And he's showing that he belongs in the league.
I think he fits with Ben. I do. Glenn in Wallingford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, boys. What's happening, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Hey, you know, it's funny, and you're going through the roster there real quick, and the guy who last night, he missed two, at least that I saw in a short sequence, two open corner threes was Thybulle. I mean, and he's a guy who's going to get lost here.
Oh, I forgot about Thybulle, too. Defense. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean.
That's 10 deep.
Those are the shots he's got to make.
I know.
If he wants to get in this rotation more. I mean, I know he's been getting to play a little bit because of all the COVID protocol stuff, but I mean, but if he wants to get real minutes in important games and the playoffs, those are the shots that he's got to make, right? I mean, and now the Sixers have got, guys who can make those shots, whether it's, you know, Shake or Joe or, you know, Curry and Green and those guys. So, you know, I mean, hey, listen. It's kind of funny. We're complaining about Ben, and obviously it's frustrating, right? But at the end of the day, if you had to give up those young guys, whether it's Shake and Maxey to get Harden, I mean, honestly, I was all not trading Ben before, and I was definitely not trading those guys along with Ben for Harden anyway. So I mean, I may be, you know, watching the team with. Rose-colored glasses, but at the end of the day, I was kind of happy. But
I was too. Listen, I'm not gonna. I can't front like Harden's is not a great player, but I just think at 31, with his, you know, where he's been, especially with teammates, like I think some guys lose their way. They become, you know, enigmas and you know, kooks. Like Kyrie turned into a kook.
Hey, listen, you know, and I'm sure the Nets will be fun to watch, you know, but I mean, you know, don't Dinwiddie, he's hurt. Did he trade LeVert, you know, the only, you know, their best defender in Allen? Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure the Nets are going to be really good, but I don't know if they're winning anything, but we'll see. And to my, you know, I know I like Joe Brady too, But, you know, the scary thing about guys like him is, he's having a meteoric rise right now. I mean, he was at LSU for a year. He's at Carolina. I mean, so I don't know if he's going to get a job yet. But, I mean, 5 years ago, this guy was a grad assistant, right? So it's like, I know you got to jump on the hot guy, but sometimes, you know, the hot guy's not always the right guy, as we've seen with other coaches. So, I mean, I like what Brady's done in a short period of time, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know where you go. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can go with this, and I know that the coaching pool is shrinking, but it's this is really an important hire here. I mean, it really, really is. Going from a guy, and I know we said it again, who won a Super Bowl, and he may not be the greatest coach, but I mean, this next hire is really, really important.
Oh, they're all high. I mean, thanks, brother. They're appreciated, G. But they're all, obviously, it's a coach, right? There's only but so many that we've had in our own lifetime. Andrew's had Andy. Because I don't think you remember Rhodes, right?
I mean, when did Andy get hired? 96?
98. No, actually, 99. He got hired January 98.
I was 5 and a half years old.
All right, so basically your coaching is Andy,
yeah.
Chip, Doug. I go back to Vermeil, Buddy, Kotite, Rhodes, Andy, Chip, Doug. So you're talking about a handful of guys. So yeah, gee, I agree. I mean, it's obviously important. It's crucial. I like Brady because of the, I know a lot about him. But that's just, you know, again, I don't know. He could be a dud. I think the guy's smart. I think he's a leader. I think he's very creative, innovative. Like, to me, the biggest thing, he's smart. Like, I want a smart coach. Say, listen, Doug, I thought, again, we talked about leader of men. I don't know what happened to him and Wentz. I don't. But he was a guy who was a great locker room guy. Like, guys liked him. I think that's who he is. I think that's why he stuck around in the league for 11 seasons. He couldn't play.
Right.
Right? Like, he got one chance to play, and he was horrible. In 11 years, he threw like 100 passes.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Like with 2 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, whatever it was. So he sucked as a player, but he was kept around because people liked him. And I think that was his approach to coaching.
I think the other thing, Ant, is, you know, we talk about the sexy name. You know, do we know these guys are going to be good or bad, right? It's not like any of these guys are former coaches that had success, but then their time ran out. Like, if you were in Kansas City when Andy Reid got fired from the Philadelphia Eagles, you're probably fired up because you go, wow, this is a coach that took his team to 5 NFC championship games. You know, we love bringing this guy in. The candidates that are out there now are coordinators and, you know, it's not like, you know, I think Joe Brady did a good job with that Panthers offense, but it's not like they went 12-4 and the offense was on fire, right? Like, I think that's part of it. Dable would make most sense in terms of getting excited. Like, if you're an Eagles fan, like, legitimately excited because he was a part of an offense, still part of an offense that's, you know, playing well in the playoffs. I wonder if that's part of it, too.
Yeah, I.
People always say they don't want the retread, but if it's a retread that had success, it's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Well, let's bat that around, man. You also, this hour, hear from Doug Peters. You're going to hear from Brett Favre. You will hear from Troy Aikman. You will hear from Isaiah Joe. All coming up this hour. Let's talk a little Exivas, shall we? And I can't wait to talk to you guys. Life comes at us hard these days, right? So, you know, it's life, man. Sometimes it's difficult and rugged and you don't take care of yourself. And sometimes you imbibe too much, like we did last night, celebrating, someone's life. Sometimes you get headaches and body aches, like I have a headache now. Sometimes you need a positive way to recharge and refuel. And that's where Exiva Vitamin Infusion Therapy is a game changer. And I'll be there on Tuesday, get my flooding my body with vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, hydration, all the stuff you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, elevate your energy level, replenish your reserves. Is it safe? Yeah. We're talking vitamins, nutrients, hydration, administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Exceva's modern infusion suites. Relax in a massage chair. You got a flat screen TV. Disappear from life. This is how you recharge. I'm telling you, it's the best. Learn more about Exceva's vitamin therapies. Visit Exceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Exceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Cause Radio with the Chewness. So I was talking to John Kincaid. Great job by the guys this morning doing the Eagles intervention. It was a fun listen, and it was good stuff. And thanks to the guys that did a great job with it and everybody else who contributed. It was pretty cool. But he was telling me about this winter, this weather pattern that we're about to enter. So it scared me, and we'll talk about it. But first, we've been talking a lot about the young Sixers and how much fun the young Sixers are. Well, one of the guys that I love, who's he just got that pure shot. Like, you watch him, it's just like textbook, pure shooter, and he's a lot of fun. And you had a lot of fun last night. Again, let's welcome to the program Isaiah Joe on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's going on, my man?
How's it going?
How you doing, buddy? What's
going
on?
I'm doing great.
You enjoying this or what?
Man, I'm enjoying every bit.
Oh, that's fantastic. So first, what do you like to be called? Like, what do your friends call you? Isaiah or nickname or what?
They call me most people call me Zay.
I like Zay. Zay's cool.
I call Zay since I was very little.
Oh, I love Zay. Zay's it. That's it, Zay. That's what I wanted to know. So, Zay, when you look at your coming here and NBA, and it's been crazy, right, with COVID, the whole thing from last year at Arkansas. Take me through this whole journey. Begin last year, and let's talk about your journey, because you've been through it, my friend. Oh, we're losing you. I'll tell you what, let's get Isaiah back. Let's get Zay back. All right, let's get Zay Joe. That's a great name, Chewness.
That is a good name.
Zay Joe.
I like the Zay Joe. It's nice.
Right? That's cool. All right, let's work on getting him back, and then we'll resume the conversation. But Jocky K was telling me about this polar vortex that split. And, dude, I asked you about this whole thing. And about snow. Like, we're going to get any snow. We're not going to get any snow, are we? Well, John's going to have a big weather guy on next week that's going to scare the bleep out. It's like that movie. You know that movie?
Oh, Day After Tomorrow?
Yes!
Wait, really?
Yes, that's what's going to happen!
Dude.
Yes! Like, ridiculous, frigid cold and blizzards.
So I need the rookie to save me? Dennis Quaid?
Yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me? I was like, what? Like, I'm here. Like, some days you're not as quick as you are, right? You know what I'm saying? But he's telling me about this polar vortex. I'm going, now I read a little bit about it, but I didn't realize it was like that destructive and that we were going to be in on it. All right. I want to get my man back. We got Zay Joe back on the line. Zay, we were talking about your journey, and I'm curious. Let's start at Arkansas last year. Talk about last season and when the whole country hits the pandemic.
Yes, I mean, it's very kind of times, you know, that we had to end our season short. We felt like we were going on a good run, especially in the SEC tournament. Had won our first game against Vandy, then our next game got canceled due to COVID, and then everything went to shambles after that. And so now a lot of questions was in the air, like, about the season, about next season, about the NBA itself. But, you know.
Did you worry about, did you worry about not having enough display with the tournament? Because you guys were going to make a run, and you would have got a lot more looks, right? And, you know, I mean, you know how it works.
Right.
You know, you get in the tournament, and, you know, you get your draft, that whole thing.
I was definitely looking forward to the tournament. I really feel like it would increase my draft stock and things like that. You know, just get my name out there a little bit more. People will know, you know, a little bit more about me in that aspect. But, you know, I think everything turned out the best as me. Amazing team, amazing program, and, you know, living the dream.
Yeah, that's no, it's fantastic. Let's talk about where did you learn to shoot like that. You got that eye. You got that pure shot that I love to watch you shoot. It's like textbook.
Yeah, my dad, he's my shooting coach, you know, formulating my shot since I was a baby. And so he's the guy behind the magical shot, even though it's crazy because he could never shoot a lick in his life. He couldn't shoot at all. And just for him to be such an amazing coach is just, you know, it's a blessing.
Oh, I love that. Isaiah Joe, Zay Joe with us, Sixer rookie. Tell me about your dad. What's his name? What's that? Is he Isaiah too?
So my first name is Derek, just like his, but we have different middle names.
I got you. It's a shame your phone's going in and out. You must be in a spot.
I'm here at the same spot as Rob. You know, sometimes we have bad cell reception in Camden. We're at the practice facility.
Yeah, are you? Tell Rob that Cuz said you got invested in a landline. All right, we got to get Mr. Harris to be on a landline.
We need something. anything is better than what's
I got to tell you, though, you're a great young dude, man. You really are. I love it. Did you have a rim at your house that you would go shoot all the time? Where you grew up at?
Yeah, so at my house, we had like a little mini court in the backyard. It was like a little bit less than half court. And I was in my brother. We were at every
Zay, listen, we got to do this again, bro. Your phone it stinks. I'm going to call Rob and we're going to reschedule this because I got a lot. I want to know about you growing up in Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? You sound like we root for you. You sound like a great guy, man. So I want to know more about you, Zay. Okay.
We can definitely reschedule.
All right. Good man. All right, brother. Be safe, man. Yeah, it's a shame. It just wasn't working. The cell just no good.
They need to get the triple play from Xfinity.
We need to get the triple play. Get
the internet. Get the TV, and then you get the phone.
Listen, the complex in Camden is beautiful.
Oh, fantastic.
It's beautiful.
We did the show there once.
Yeah, we got to go back. They got to let us in.
We were in wasn't it called the Julius Erving Conference Room or something like that, right? They had the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need a...
Yeah. I didn't get a chance. I liked it. There was so much I want to talk to him about. Like, I love the idea, you know, of him backyard, Arkansas, his father's teaching him how to drain the J.
You're thinking of Jimmy Chitwood.
You know, I got stories.
Yes. And,
like, stuff, like, you know where I'm going, right? Like,
yes.
It's what I always like is I love somebody's story.
Right.
Right? That's what I've always loved about it. And so, he sounds like great, you know, Zay Joe. Young Zay Joe.
Who was the player from Blue Chips who was out on the farm? Wasn't one of the players from Blue Chips out on a farm?
Yeah, the kid from Indiana.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But I don't know. Arkansas is different.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know if it's dirt. Then you, was it country? Like a country kind of, I imagine this country dirt court. And he's just.
Every time the ball went through,
yeah.
The dirt came off the ball.
Fouled through. Let me see that foul through. You know, I want to know.
Sounds like a great kid.
He's a dynamite kid, right? And I want to hear about the block last night.
Yeah, huge block. I want to hear about him taking Korkmaz's minute.
Yeah, I hear you. I like him a lot. All right, time for a little morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Please. Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
I was thinking I gotta go brush my teeth because I got cotton in my mouth. That's what I was thinking when I woke up this morning in my buddy's Vinny's guest bedroom.
Did you wake up with a nice glass of water?
Yeah.
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 That's big. That's a must.
Yeah. The Annette, his wife, puts the bottle of water in the room.
Oh, it's good work out of her.
Right? Strong, man.
Did you have a go-to... when you were younger, hangover cure?
I always craved a Coke with ice.
That's hilarious because I was Diet Coke. And that taste, like not normal Coke.
Right.
Because, you know, the dining hall is a temple.
Right.
I'd get like six glasses of it and just sit down. And
start I just liked a fountain Coke with a lot of ice.
Yeah, that's a go-to. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your first morning thought.
I can't wait to brush my teeth, yeah.
All right, I got one for you. And I saw this driving in. So this wasn't even a morning thought, you know, laying in bed. This was a morning thought on my way into work around 8:15 today. I saw this with a guy near a bus stop this morning. But it reminded me, I saw it during the Cleveland Browns game and also during another football game. I think it was the Bears-Saints one. You're so used to when you cough, you know, you put your fist over your mouth or maybe you cough into the sleeve. I saw three people in a matter of 1 week. They have a mask on, but they remove the mask to then cough into their hand. I saw two football coaches from different teams do it, and then I saw a guy at the bus stop today do it. And I'm like, that's one of the points of having this on, in case you do have the virus. I know right. The masks aren't 100% efficient.
Well, if you cough now with a mask on, you put your hand over the mask.
Yeah, exactly. I saw three people in a matter of 7 days, less than 7 days, 6 days, remove the mask and cough into the fist.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
That's a stone violation.
Yeah, but I think...
that's a stone violation.
I think they're doing it subconsciously.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it. That's the point of having it on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stonewall, I agree.
First thing I thought of.
I agree. My second thing was, sometimes I forget things, I've always done that, right? And I have to pick my clothes up at the cleaners.
Okay.
Right? I got to go to my main Vinnie Lynn cleaners, right?
So yo to Vinnie Lynn.
On Snyder Avenue.
Because we got a yo.
Yo. Yo.
No. On Snyder Avenue. Because we have the service tomorrow, so yeah. I got to get my clothes. So I got to remember to get that. So
you forgot it?
I know that I'll forget to go and I'll be out.
Yeah,
right?
I hear you.
So that was what I was thinking about.
I usually am a last minute cleaners guy.
Same thing.
Thank God they have these, same day service.
Right, 24 hours. You went, listen, tomorrow you're good.
Well, my grandmother's, it wasn't really a funeral. It was a burial. It was last weekend. I was like, oh my God, I haven't. Fortunately, it's been hanging up, so it was okay.
Yeah.
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 We were good.
Now you know it.
I've been thinking about this a lot, but I thought about it a lot this morning. And, we're fortunately getting all these stages are happening for people getting the vaccine, right? I know Jersey's going into another stage, I think, sometime next week. PA's starting to get to it. What's the first thing you're going to do once you feel comfortable? Because
that's a great question.
Like
we were talking about it last night.
I was thinking about this. I was so happy that sports came back, and I didn't care if there weren't any fans, right? I just wanted sports back. That's the first thing I'm doing is going to a game. I don't know if it's going to be a Phillies game.
I would love to go down the shore.
Wells Fargo, I don't know.
I would love to, go down the shore to take the kids like on the boardwalk.
Yeah. And like besides, doing like, stuff on the boardwalk.
Right. And besides like just going into a bar, because I love going into a pub.
Right.
You know, besides that, I would like to take the kids, you know, like not be paranoid.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing. Like I was, the Sixers are doing a fantastic job at the Wells Fargo Center. You know, there's, you know, only a couple media members are allowed to go per game from specific organizations or, you know, companies and all that. And I was like, damn, I really wish I could be there right now. But I would want to be there when there's fans. I don't think I'd want to go to their empty building.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like I would feel, there would be a big hole there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So that was thought number two.
Yeah, I agree. Thought number three for me was I'm looking forward to actually playoff football. These four games are great games.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All four of them are fabulous. And then you're looking at Breeze, Brady, Sunday night. That's outrageous.
Have you seen the tweet that circulated?
Yes, the old man.
History Channel.
Yes. Yeah, it's fabulous. I love it.
I can't wait for this weekend. I can't wait to do the card today, probably 1:30, right? Daily number action.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to football and Flyers hockey tonight.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more thing for me. And I told you about this story this morning. It's been on my mind for days ever since I read it on Tuesday. I read it right before Beers with Bob. There's some poor man out there. Now, he's not poor. He's probably got a decent amount of money in his bank account. But this Bitcoin that... Some days it's up high, some days it's up low. This dude has $220 million worth of Bitcoin that he could cash out right now.
Oh, my God.
Problem is, he can't remember his password. And the thing is, you only get 10 attempts to log in. And it's not 10 attempts a month. It's not 10 attempts a day or an hour. It's 10 attempts, period.
How can that be?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a lot of money tied up in it.
Right, but how can it be that... Where does the money go?
Oh, it disappears.
What do you mean disappears?
It just disappears. Because it's all cryptocurrency. It's not like you have cash or anything.
Right, but...
And it's not like the bank, right? I don't know how it works. I've never done Bitcoin. Maybe somebody could let us know. But this dude's got two more tries left. And if he gets them wrong, he's going to lose all $220 million.
Can somebody hack into it? Or?
No, because then they'll think it wasn't him. They'll say, oh, well, this was never you. This was never your money. Because you hacked in.
Well, he's at some point, he had to open up with an account.
Apparently, the story is he wrote down the password because he wanted to make it an interesting password.
Oh, because Bitcoin actually was used. It's people, shady people can use it.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
And he lost the password. He lost where he wrote it down.
Dude, that's messed up.
So he said he was losing sleep, all the stuff. He's apparently come to peace. That was the updated story. He has come to peace that he's just going to lose $220 million.
Oh, my God. That's like having a Powerball ticket.
And losing it.
And losing it.
Yeah. So I got to ask you.
Oh, my God, we could hang myself.
Okay, me too. That was question one. Question two, this can be the Philly tie. You think of, like, athletes and coaches in the past. You know how one of the most commonly used passwords is password?
Right.
Or it's like 12345 or something
right.
Who's the guy that would have the most commonly used password all time in Philly? And then who's the guy that has, like, the most unique password that you can't hack this dude?
Doug Peterson would have the simplest password.
Yes.
He would spell password wrong. No. Password. No. Doug.
Password.
Doug would have that. The most complex is easy.
Daryl Morey. Yep.
Yeah.
I actually have that written down right here. Morey.
Yeah. Him and Hinkie would be vying for the... You know, Hinkie runs a fund.
Yeah.
He's a VC, runs a fund.
Yeah, his password's not 1234.
No, he's a brilliant guy. And Morey's the same way. He's a tech guy. Let's go to Matt. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, my brother?
Not bad. We'll switch back towards the Eagles now. Doug Peterson and the whole coaching search. Like you, I was never big on Doug Peterson. Even while he was here, I think we've won more games despite Doug with the things that he's done. So I was never really a big Doug guy. So the fact that he's not here, I'm not all heartbroken. I know there's people in the city running around like we just lost Bill Walsh or something, but I don't understand that. So in the beginning, when I first started trying to weigh this out of what we want to do, I'm not on the big sexy name ticket either. Like the whole Urban Meyer thing doesn't really excite me at all. A guy that I know you're enamored with, that I am also enamored with, is Matt Rhule. I think you look at what he's doing down there and the program that he's building, it has the beginnings, the foundations of excellence going there. And when I think about us right now and I look at the league and you look at longevity, and I'm not talking about necessarily ultimate championship success, I'm talking longevity of a program. You look at coaches, and these are guys that are head coaches. They have their hand in the offense. They have their hand in the defense. They are the complete, unequivocal head coach of a program. You're talking Tomlin, Sean Payton, Carroll, the names going on. And, you know, these are the guys, Andy Reid, which, again, everything here was built off of Andy Reid. So when I'm looking at a head coach, I don't need to go out there and get this hot defensive coordinator to be our head coach or this hot offensive coordinator. Because when you think about it, again, going back to Doug Peterson, he was the seventh guy picked. Seventh guy. Right. And every guy that was picked for another program before him got fired before him.
Right.
So when I go this, I get looped back. I loop back to a guy like, again, Deuce Staley, as a head coach of the entire program, a guy that is respected by everybody in the building, respected by everybody in the league, who you know is going to have a handle of the program. You bring in a veteran defensive coordinator, somebody that's strong like that,
okay. That
can handle the defense. Now, offensively, you're looking at Pep Hamilton, maybe a Kafka or Ken Dorsey, a guy being promoted up from the quarterback rankings into an OC that can also work with Deuce, and they can develop an offense. But it's going to be that OC calling it. That's the next head coach I want. I want a head coach that is truly a head coach, not a guy worrying about Sundays. How many times did Doug have to stand in front of that podium and answer questions about his busted offense? I don't want that.
All right. Listen, that's interesting. I like the fact that you you have a thought, that you like, you have a direction. I think that's good, Matty. I hear you, brother. Great call. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. What do you think?
I don't know. I guess you can ask what I think about Deuce. I like Deuce a lot. I don't know. Like, they'll know more than I would as far as, is he a head coach? You know, I would be fine with giving him the opportunity. I love him as a dude, so, you know, if he can coach it and he brings in his, like Matt said, his OC and his DC, great.
He's got a plan to fix the organization. Yeah, sure.
You know, I have a great open mind with this job. Now, no, I do like. I have to. The Brady thing is, you know, I'm enamored with because of Matt. And so, but yeah, listen, I don't know. I just don't know. Is he a head coach? Maybe he is. And if that's the case, then yeah, go for it. All right. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back in just a moment.
I got two polls for you, too.
All right. Double polls. You got it, brother.
Damn right. One's going to tell you why there's no buzz.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of how I thought it would go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It's Cuz Radio Tunis. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk Parks. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Yes. The hometown 4-for-4 casino and sportsbook of choice. Make sure you get there. Make sure we were there last night. Download the sportsbook right to your couch. Right on your phone, but right to your couch. So you can get all the Flyers action tonight, and who could score? Like, what I like about it is like the player props. Who's going to score tonight? Like, do you think you got an idea how the game's going to go? Like, oh, let's go right back to Farabee's tonight. I think he scores again. I think he has another big game. Go Farabee's, Patrick, and the young Buck Flyers. Check all they have to offer, including, obviously, the football games. Packers, 6.5. Bills up to 3. Chiefs up to 10. Saints at 3. And all the props that go with it. You got to go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app. Use the promo code Fanatic. And you'll get a risk-free up to $500. Website is all the details. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
All right.
You got some polls, and then I'm going to get back to the phone lines, brother.
All right. Yeah, we got two polls, and the polls of the day are brought to you by Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvityCans.com today. Which one do you want to go first with, Sixers or Eagles related?
You choose.
All right, well, we'll go with the one that went out first, and that was the Sixers-related poll. And we mentioned that before COVID hit the Sixers, the team was 7-1, and of course they've won the last two games against the Heat, but hasn't looked the same, and the Heat had eight players yesterday. But the question is, if the team is good enough, can you come to grips with Simmons just scoring around 10 a game, but continues to do everything else well, near or at an elite level? So there's three options. Yes, I'll take that. No, I need more from Ben. And then no, trade him. Okay? No, I need more from Ben, the leader in the clubhouse, with 52% of the vote.
Okay.
And a lot of people are responding with, I need more points, like 16 a game, something like that. Like, they don't want to just take 10.
Okay? I agree. Listen, I don't want 10 either.
Right.
I agree with them.
But I just wonder, could we come to grips with that?
I could come to grips with...
Like, they win, but he's 17. 10.
Here's the thing. I could come to grips with anything as long as... He's not a liability on the court.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So I don't judge him by numbers. I never have. But he can't be, and this is what the detractors, and they are correct, that if they're going to wall you off, have an answer.
You got to pull up. All right. So 52% say no, need more from Ben.
He shot that three last night. I was
he did from
good.
The corner. Yeah.
All right.
I was, and it hit rim.
Yeah. Nice. It actually didn't look bad.
It didn't look terrible.
Yeah.
39% say they'll take that. Just 8% are on the trade bandwagon. The other one, the Eagles-related poll, and I mentioned that you sense a lack of buzz from the Eagles fans regarding the coaching search. Is that true? If so, why? The three options, not true, I'm locked in. The second one is yes, there's no sexy name. The third one, because Howie's still here. 78%.
Wow!
Because Howie's still here.
Wow, wow, wow.
Just 12 say not true, I'm locked in. 10% say it's true, there's no sexy name. 78% because Howie's...
Holy moly.
That's a send it to Jeffrey Lurie. This is what we're dealing with here, guy.
Oh, man, that's a big number.
Because it's what I was saying earlier this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring the new coach, but
right.
If the guy that's bringing in the personnel is still... The same guy who's struggled the last 3 years. How can I feel, how can I feel good about it moving forward?
Here's a problem. Like, whoever the coach is, he's got to be able to tell those guys to back off. Like, listen, if he wants a player, like, I'm not saying that they're going to fight on every pick. It's going to be, a tussle. But if the coach likes a player, and say the scout goes to the coach, you got to get this guy. And the coach goes, I want this guy. He has to be able to win that battle with Howie and Jeffrey, right? Like, he's got to be able to win the battle. He's got, A, got to be able to stand up to them and say, no, this is the guy we need, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's my only problem is Deuce has been down there for a long time. He's very close with those guys. Will he be able to do that?
I'll be honest. I want nobody in house. I don't want anybody in house for that reason. For that reason. Especially a first-time head coach where they go, hey, we're giving you this opportunity.
Here's the thing about, I don't know. Now, I don't know that given the opportunity, they have the two coordinators, Joe Brady and Dable if they go, yo, guys, listen, I'll take this job and I'm going to win. But there's got to be some latitude here. My way.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to come in and go, you know, sit in the corner, this or that. But I want, there's got to be, it's where I get back to CEO. Right? Like, you just can't be, yay, I'm happy to have a job.
I'm happy to be here, which is what Doug seemed to be like. But there was another report yesterday that Howie had his fingerprints all over game day decisions in terms of rosters. And listen, I don't know. And that to me scares me. I don't need that. I don't need the GM having game day say on who dresses and who doesn't. And it's the same GM that's still here. And that's why I feel like there's that lack of buzz. Now, Bryce Treggs, remember him, former Eagle?
Yeah.
He just tweeted out 15 minutes ago, I know 53 men in Philadelphia that would run through a steel wall for Deuce. I hope he gets the job he deserves.
Wow, that's cool, man. That's cool. Howie, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hello, Howie.
Hey, man. How are you guys doing? Great show. I love it.
Thank you, brother. So are you... Do you want to feel the need to go by Howard during these days?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I, as the Howie who wants to see Howie gone, it's always tough.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but one of the things I think I agree that we should go out of the Eagles for a head coach. I think that we need somebody new. And but the reason I called in was I think we need to change our mentality on Ben Simmons. I think that he's not a gifted scorer, and he doesn't have a scorer's mentality. So without either of those two things, when you have a guy like Maxey or Embiid who want the ball and want to shoot the ball, I think that Simmons starts to shade away, shrink a little bit, which is problematic, but he's our guy. He's who we have. So I think that he needs to be engaged in the game at the beginning, which is why I think that Curry needs to start, because I think Curry needs Ben. Let's Ben get engaged at the beginning and hopefully we'll take on, because that was the quietest triple double I've ever seen yesterday. It wasn't a dominant triple double. And then finally, little bone to pick. Zay, you said Zay reminds you of Steve Smith.
Yes.
Steve Smith went to Michigan State, not Michigan.
Oh, Michigan so, State. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who was the shooter from Michigan? The pure shooter. There was a pure shooter from Michigan.
Glenn Rice.
G. Rice, yeah. But who was on that team right after that? Anyway, he reminds me of Steve Smith. So.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I actually played a little ball with Steve Smith at Michigan State.
No way! Get out of here! That's awesome!
I tried to walk onto the team. I didn't make it. I got defended by Eric Snow in the tryouts. And,
wow.
And that didn't work out with him.
That's unbelievable. That's a great story.
Yeah, but all
did
of the
you know? Did you know Coach? Who's
I, well? At the time, it was Coach Heathcote
who That's
was the
right,
coach.
Judd. Yeah,
Izzo was an assistant. Brian Gregory was an assistant.
Oh, well, did you know Izzo at all? Because he's one of the great people I've ever met.
Yeah, well, I met him a little bit. Coach Heathcote really was the guy, and he was really warm and amazing, and let all the kids who had a dream to try and play, let us come out and try and give an effort. And for that reason, and all the players were really welcoming too. So that was a cool thing. But all the players who played at Michigan State would come back and play in open gyms. And so as a walk-on, I got to play with Magic Johnson.
Wow, fantastic, man. Howie, what a great story. Thank you, brother. Yeah, love that, man. Very cool.
Yeah, that's a great program. That's a great program, which is why I waited all of this time to make sure that there was a correction on air that Steve Smith went to Michigan State.
Yeah, I know. I was like, really? It's that long ago? Like, you're breaking my balls over Michigan State. But you have a right to being that close to the program. And shame on me. If I wasn't hungover, I would have known. I would have gotten State. Thanks, buddy. Take care. That's a great story. That's a great, great story. I love that stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. By the way, a couple of news and notes. Kyrie Irving is expected to return to the Nets and be available on Saturday against the Orlando Magic. It looks like he's going to be giving up his salary for the games that he decided to just skip out on, apparently.
Like, is for real or what? Yeah, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, so he decided he wants to come back now. So that's number one. Number two, Ant, and I think he just gave up another home run. Phillies and Vinny Velasquez avoid arbitration and agree to a $4 million deal for this.
Are you got
to
be kidding me?
$4 million.
Are you kidding me?
$4
million. Oh, my God.
This dude sucks. I'm just like, can I just be real. He's probably a nice guy and all. He stinks. He's not a good pitcher. And we're going to have to deal with the same spot starts.
70 pitches in yep. four innings.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with the same crap.
Oh, my God.
And I went through his ERAs by inning. Like, his first inning of work is like a career ERA over four. So if you just put him to the bullpen, like, oh, Vinny Velasquez, he belongs to be in the bullpen. Well, his career first inning of work, depending on no matter what inning it is, his first inning of work, his ERA, career ERA is over four. He gets crushed. And he's getting $4 million this year. Thank God they avoided arbitration, Ant.
But,
thank God.
But they couldn't avoid arbitration with JT.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, are you bleeping kidding
oh,
me?
Oh, speaking of that. My God. Andrew Knapp was on a MLB radio yesterday. And he said, you know, I'm not going to try to be JT. But if JT's not back here, I'm ready to be the starting catcher of the Philadelphia Phillies, blah, blah, blah.
Are you serious?
Please tell me we're not going into a full slate of... Like, it might not be 162 games, but however many it is, please tell me we don't go into a season with Andrew Knapp as the starting catcher, please.
Oh, my God.
I can't do Velo and Knapp.
No. Here's my problem is I think this is going to be like a way station year.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, that sucks. Because another year of Bryce that you're wasting.
I mean, if they're not going to spend any money, like I'm hoping with Reese... Listen, I'm going to have a positive attitude about the Phillies.
Okay.
But, I like what Dombrowski did with a couple of the arms in the pen.
Archie Bradley yesterday. It's right. A good move.
You know, Alvarado.
Yeah, the dude from Tampa who's pumping 99. I mean, it's nice.
These are good guys who can throw hard.
Yeah, not like, what was that dude's name? Vincent, Gabe Vincent or whatever. He was throwing like 86.
He's on the Heat. He's another Vincent Vega.
Yes.
Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark. Marky's not there. Hey, real quick, and then I want to get to Roan. Dude, I'm curious why people don't like it. There was a guy called up and he hung up about Maxi starting.
He doesn't like the idea of it?
Yeah. And I'm curious because some people are like, no. I think he's actually the perfect guy to start.
Like, do they think he can provide points off the bench? But then that might take away from Shake a little bit. Like, let Shake work. And then Shake can kick it out to Seth.
Right.
Unless they want Curry with Ben. Because Ben, you know.
But Curry's
more of a pure three-point shooter.
But here's the thing. You got Danny Green. Who's a spot-up guy.
Yeah, but they're kind of sticking him in the corner, right? Like, Curry's shooting from all over the perimeter.
Okay, but again, if you have, you still need someone that can be the secondary ball handler.
Yes.
Oh, that's Maxi.
Right, unless...
So if you want to at times move Joe, move Ben to the dunker spot, you can do that.
Right. Especially when you're running that pick and roll.
And you don't need to just put Danny Green in the corner. You could mix and match. He makes so much more sense.
No, it does make sense.
Starting.
I'm trying to figure out why they wouldn't
want him. Or you
want
to keep Terry and you could move Danny Green to the bench, one or the other. Like, I think having those two is overkill. I never thought they would start anyway.
We were talking about that from the beginning.
I thought one of them would come off the bench. All right, let me get back to the... Is this Rome? My man, the Rome!
Yo, what up, cuz?
What's happening, baby?
Everything's good. So, yeah, let me jump into a couple of Sixers topics. So, last night, I'm happy Embiid basically had the night off. He needed that after putting the whole team on his back on Tuesday. And Buffaloes, my man Danny Green. I like what I'm seeing from him so far. Like, I'm not expecting too much. I was very, like, critical of the guy. But when he is actually hitting a few shots, the team, they look unstoppable when he's hitting shots. I don't expect them to be hot every night. But when he's hitting, they look really good. And your man Shake, he's killing it in the Lou Will role. And one thing I wanted to ask you, like, you guys probably know better than me. Do you guys know what the line was when Shake went in Sixth Man of the Year? I feel like that's a probably good bet, like that Embiid one.
Oh, let's look at that. That's a good idea.
Because I'm a little jealous on that Embiid bet you got, but I was thinking about the Shake one for a while, and I feel like nobody's talking about that. Because Doc Rivers has had to pass, what, 2-6 men of the year with Lou and Montrezl Harrell?
So let's look at it. Let me see if I can find it, all right? Because that's the awards. See, I want to try to get you, here we go, awards. I don't know if they, I guess it would have a line. So MVP. I don't have, there's defensive player, most improved player, rookie of the year. I do not see Sixth Man.
I don't either on my app, but I'm finding on VegasInsider.com that some books had Shake Milton at plus 3,300.
Wow.
All right.
That's a good bet right there.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
And I love Maxey. I really think he's going to be that guard that we've been like wanting to draft. We've been wanting to trade for. Like if he develops, I think a lot of that noise about like wanting to trade, you know, Ben for this guy might calm down a little bit. If we could just keep developing Maxey into like that killer guard that we've been wanting.
So let me ask you guys a question. Maxey's 33-1 to win Rookie of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know LaMelo Ball is the favorite and should be a favorite because he's playing really well.
Like I told you.
Right? Tyrese Halliburton, who's decent, is second. Wiseman from the Warriors is third. Anthony Edwards, fourth. Cole Anthony, fifth.
Uh-huh.
If you move Maxey into the starting lineup, is he live at 33-1? I think so.
I mean, I would throw a couple of dollars on it just to, you know, make it
interesting.
Throw
$10, like, you know, you could win 330.
And one thing I wanted to touch on before I get off. So earlier I said, like, Ben is a more athletic Draymond Green. I think you're, like, a little misunderstood about, like, what Draymond Green meant to that Warriors team and, like, what his, like, actual role was. Because Draymond Green has one defensive player of the year. He gets, like, those 10 type of triple-doubles.
Believe me, I know all about who Draymond Green is. He and Ben Simmons are nothing alike other than...
But their role is similar.
No,
like
they
control the offense and they kick it out to shooters. I'm not saying Draymond is better than Ben, but their role is similar.
But it's not. Ben Simmons is more of a point guard. Draymond played some point forward, but Curry had the ball in his hands.
Draymond ran that offense a lot, and you really need to look at. I've looked at it a million times.
Controls
that offense
I disagree with you. I've seen
and
it like you have.
The facilitator has to be a point guard. You know, Jokic leads the league in assists, and he's a center. He's not begging the Nuggets to put him as a point guard on the depth chart.
Yes, I agree with you, but Ben Simmons is a point guard. And Draymond Green will never agree on that.
Draymond Green's a point forward, and that's what I think Ben is, and I always will think that.
We'll never agree because I still don't think you know what the definition of a point guard is. You look at a combo guard.
But one thing I do want to say before
I can't take this argument. We talk about a constantly.
In the NBA, it's a combo guard just because they can score, and I don't think that's true. I think a point guard is like a Drew Holiday, a C.J. McCollum. Like, I'm not going to say
C.J. McCollum is not a point guard.
Lillard
is the point guard on that team.
I know, but you act like every point guard that can shoot a basketball is all of a sudden a combo guard. And like you're basically saying Ben Simmons is the only point guard in the NBA.
No, I'm not. We're talking about in relation to Draymond Green. I can't take it, Rome. I love you, brother. I do. But I got a headache, all right? Because we were toasting my buddy's father who passed away.
You need Xiva.
All right? So I got a headache. I can't do the point guard thing again. I can't do it. I got no patience for it.
Yeah, it's not a Simmons headache.
I can't do it. I know what how Draymond Green facilitated. He's nowhere near what Ben Simmons is. They're different type of players. Just because they can both facilitate doesn't mean Simmons is a ball handler. Like, I don't understand why you're such a thickhead with that. I'm a thickhead. I'm a pighead. But Simmons handles the ball. I'll go to you. Go ahead. You break the tie. Because I love Rome to death, and I can't have the argument.
No, Ben Simmons is a point guard.
Thanks.
He's also not a stretch four because he don't shoot.
And Draymond Green is what?
No, I'd go stretch four.
And even though Draymond Green is a facilitator at times, who's the point guard on the team?
What, on the Warriors?
Yeah.
Oh, Steph?
Yes. Thank you. That's all. That's my only point. All right. And Lillard's the point. McConnell's not. He's the secondary. What are we doing?
We got the keyword next. And you got DraftKings.
I'm looking forward to the keyword. Give away some money. I love Rome. We just go back and forth all the time. You know when you argue with your friends about the same thing? Like today, I can't do it. But I love them. Let's go.
Some beers in the fridge that could help.
No. That was it. We were toasting again, my buddy's father who passed away, and we were all together, and it went deep into the night. So I'm out on that. I'm good for the rest of the weekend. Let me talk about DraftKings, shall we? Yes, DraftKings Sportsbook, from collegiate to professional sports. The calendar's full swing. Oh, man, there's no better place to get into all that action than with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend. And if your team wins, you cash 100. 100. Franklin. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Fanatic when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code Fanatic for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, coming up, your chance to win 500. I'll tell you one thing about the Sixers. I love those young guys, man. They're so much fun.
Yeah,
sometimes we can overrate guys and we get a little attached, but the Maxi, man, I just love that dude.
Yeah, he's got no fear. And that's our biggest problem with Ben, right? It looks like the dude's afraid on the court.
I don't feel
like
talking about Ben.
I know, but that's why we...
I can't even have this conversation anymore.
But that's why people are in love with Maxi, because he just goes out there and plays, and it's great.
Yeah, well, he plays with amazing
spirit.
He's
6-6 to start the game yesterday. And people, I don't know about his shooting because he shot poorly on the road, or I forget if it was on the road or at home at Kentucky, but he was still close to 40% shooter in some games, right? And it's like, all right, let him go. And look, he's clearly got a decent shot. He's shooting below league average right now, around, I think, 31%. But that'll get better.
Wow. Here we go. Look at this. Look at my man. This is awesome. Mike on Twitter. How about this? Mike says at Sugar House, they had most improved player, sixth man of the year. You ready? He took Shake 40-1 to win sixth man of the year.
That's a good work out of him.
He took Shake, most improved player, 33-1.
Interesting. I'm telling you, it's all my eyes are on Zion to win most improved. The league loves him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Somebody just put on. Let me find. I just scrolled through a tweet.
Max has got a shot. Look, I think Ball is the clear favorite. But again, I think Max has got a shot.
Rookie of the year? Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing, when we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago, we first talked about it, my biggest thing was, all right, well, he's not going to get much run because of this team, and there's a lot of players in front of him. Well, now that he's shown that he could play and how he fits with this team, right? Like, you didn't miss Seth Curry yesterday. Right, Seth Curry, you still need him. He's a big part of this team, don't get me wrong. But you didn't miss Seth Curry in that starting five last night. Now, granted, the Heat had eight players, and their best players weren't of those eight, so I guess that's part of it. But, you know, you got Maxey out there. He looks like he belongs, so maybe there's a possibility that he could win Rookie of the Year.
I think he's got a shot, man. I really do. Especially if he starts. I just think, I don't know, it makes perfect sense. I don't know. Nikki on the text board says, you've been trying to put Curry on the bench. I don't know. He was always a bench guy. There were times he started in Dallas, but he was more of a firepower guy off the bench. I don't know. I thought that was his role. I don't really care if it's he starts or Danny Green starts. Doesn't really matter. I just think Maxey should start. I love what he brings.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I like our man Zay Joe, too. We'll get to know Zay Joe today. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dame.
What's up, man? What's up, Andrew?
What's up,
Happy
brother?
Friday.
Happy Friday, dude.
Oh, man, I'm feeling for you, man. I've been in your position before, man, having to go to work after one of those nights, man. But rest in peace.
No, I'm fine. I'm exaggerating. But I did, you know, it's fun, like, when you exaggerate and you go, yo, dude, you know, because we've all been there. And so, you know. I'm really not that bad. I just wanted to.
No, I know.
Exaggerate.
I know.
It's more fun for the show.
And we feel for you, no doubt. So listen, man, real quick before getting my shit. So I'm down to two coaches. I'm down to Deuce because of one with the other player saying I believe that he would garnish the respect from the locker room because of the way he played as a player and his coaching ability. And I'm with Spags, man. You sold me on Spags, man. I want that defense back that we had, you know, because our defense over the past 3 or 4 years. Has actually a little longer than that. We didn't have an identity. So, and one thing that Jeffrey Lurie said the other day that rubbed me wrong, among other things, is that when he started talking about the other teams and how they go through these laws and the draft and Eagle, and he has the audacity to mention Seattle. I'm like, Seattle took the guy that we wanted. So what are you talking about? but that's it. So the Sixers, I listened to the talk the past couple of days. And I know you gave your proclamation as a fan of the show, and I've been rocking with you for over 20 years. You don't owe us a proclamation. You're entitled to change the thoughts, but I hear you. I get you, right? This is what I'm looking at with this team. I'm glad we didn't touch Harden. I know Andrew loved him and loves him, and Mike and Tyrone and all those guys, but that guy does not fit this team. People, let's look at this team. We have the scoring. Joe, Tobias, Shake, Maxey, and young boy Isaiah that you had on the show today, those guys are proven they can hit the perimeter. Now, we know we want more from Ben, but the caller said that was a hollow triple-double. I disagree because he found those guys in those spots and hit them. What we need to add is a perimeter defender. Because if you look at last night, that's what the Miami's and the Bucks are going to do, shoot those threes, is add one more perimeter defender to this team. And I'm riding with them, man. I'm riding with them. I'm not going to jump the gun.
Interesting, right?
I just want to stay calm and enjoy the season. But to
you know what's a shame?
Yeah.
Is that Matisse can't figure out that shot.
You know, I mean,
it's a shame because he really is a good defensive player, man.
He's an awesome defensive player. I think in listening to Doc last night, they're going to be a little bit more patient with him because he came up with some, and that unit that they had out there because was nice on the defensive end. I think with him, he needs to get a little stronger. I'm glad you brought him up. He needs to get a little stronger. You know, that
just get a little stronger
so he can finish at the rim. And I think it'll come, man. Here's the thing, cuz. Here's what I'm looking at with this team. And people are talking about Maxey. The difference is when we got Joe and Ben, right, they were the two young studs, right? And we had to build around them. They're a little bit more seasoned now. So now you have Green, you have Dwight Howard, who was a huge pickup, right? So now you have some vets. So now the Maxeys and the Isaiah Joes, those guys can just play. There's no pressure because they have those other guys around them to help us get to the next level. So people, I know Harden's a big attraction. I know people. I get it. But trust me, this is not the same team of last year. It's just not.
I like it. The Damon Proclamation, my brother. Have a great weekend, man. That's awesome. The Damon Proclamation. Listen, I want to play it out to the deadline. I have an open mind. One of the things I wanted to approach them with is just like a completely wide open mind. Right? Like, what do we got? Let me see. Do we have enough? Maybe there is enough scoring here with Maxey coming along and Zay Joe being able to play a little role, right? But in reality, it's Shake. It's Maxey, it's Green, it's Curry. Two of the four give you enough scoring to balance out Embiid and Tobias.
Yeah, and if they give you scoring, then you can get away with Ben giving you 14, 15, as long as he's giving you 12,
right.
You know, 12, 13 assists a night, still right. playing very good defense, right. elite level defense.
Well, he has to. I mean, he's got to be able to, or
he's nothing.
Like, he's got to be able to go and guard Giannis. He's got to be able to go and guard
whatever the hot
Tatum.
Hand is, yeah.
Like, you're playing Boston. I need Ben, who has historically played Tatum well. I need Ben to shut Tatum down, right? I got to have that. All right, let's give away a few dollars.
Hello. 97.5 The Fanatics FU Money. Your chance to win $500 right now.
Yes! Oh, we love our cash giveaway and love giving away some money. So, let's give away $500 from us for you, FU Fanatic users. Just text the word total to 45911. Or enter it on the 97.5 The Fanatic app or at 975thefanatic.com. That is the word total, T-O-T-A-L. One winner selected at random will win $500. Everybody enters on our app or website. We qualify for $10,000 grand prize. Get complete rules for this company-wide contest at 975thefanatic.com. It's all being presented by Adam Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Is your furnace useless? Get it, FU? Get 0% financing for 6 years on an HVAC system from Adam Mechanical. All right, Andrew. Hopefully we got a winner.
Yeah, hopefully. Now, Urban Meyer had his press conference today, his introductory press conference with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Butter doesn't melt in his mouth.
Yeah. And now, we have a controversy with the first overall pick. Probably not true. But anyways, Tom Pelissero saying when Urban Meyer was asked about the quarterbacks in the 2021 draft, Urban Meyer checked three quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, as you can imagine, saying drafting one of them will be the biggest decision he makes. He's been studying all of them and sees elite talent in each player. There's no way he doesn't take Lawrence, right?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah. Nah, come on, man.
There's no way.
How do people feel about Wentz?
Oh, there's people that hate him.
Well, yeah, but now, especially with the Doug Peterson fallout, how does that work its way through? Like, we got fans next year.
Oh, there's Team Doug. There's people on our Team Doug for sure.
Are there any Team Carsons out there?
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Like, I actually feel for the dude.
No, there's definitely Team Carsons.
But he's got to play. He's got to be better, and he, or otherwise, forget about it. Get out, you know, but, you know, it is what it is.
There's definitely Team Doug because, you know, you're hearing that there's people saying that, you know, Doug chose Jalen, which is why he's no longer here.
Well, coming up, we got a couple of people that have a theory on it, on the whole idea of Peterson and what happened. So does Brett Favre. So I want you to take a listen to the Brett Favre radio show and take a listen to this conversation.
Yeah, we touched on it last week. It's a tough business. Your good friend Doug Peterson, just years removed from winning a Super Bowl, is no longer the head coach in Philadelphia. I know you've had a chance to talk with him, not since then, but just prior to, wondering what would have happened. And, you know, what was your reaction when you found out that he'd no longer be the head coach of the Eagles?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Nothing should surprise either one of us in this game. But I was a little bit, I was a lot bit surprised. To me, basically, it says that they chose Carson over Doug, and that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, Jeffrey Lurie owns a team; he can do what he wants. But I mean, we're not that far removed from their first Super Bowl title ever. And how quickly you forget, you know. And look, the record the last few years, you know, since the Super Bowl win, has been not up to par, but there you can point to a lot of things that have contributed to that. But I mean, you don't win a Super Bowl by being a bad coach. I'm sorry, you just don't.
3 years. Number four, check it in.
His co-host made sure to mention your friend, Doug. He also made sure to mention you haven't spoken to him. BS. They probably called him the day it happened.
You believe they took that? They chose that MF.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I can't complain, man. Just listening to you guys. Cool. Go from our Sixers, man. That's better outlook of just, you know, thinking about what can we do to a team, and then the Eagles of what can't we do, really. And it's sad to think about, but. You know, just to kind of weigh in on what you guys are talking about right now, just about Doug Peterson and the Carson Wentz scenario and everything going on about the debacle. I look at it as it's not the worst thing that could be happening, man. Doug had to go because Doug was not utilizing the playmakers other than Carson Wentz on the team. And it's like you're going into weeks where you have guys that easily can be, you know, game planned for or even against, where, you know, teams are coming in like, well, as long as we take away Carson Wentz or in this case Jalen Hurts towards the end of the season, it was over. Even when Travis Fulgham was playing against the Steelers and this man catches like damn near eight passes, you know, consistently, and then he take him out the game. I'm like, why are you taking this guy out? It shows. It says Doug doesn't really want to be successful the way that, you know, it's the archetype. He wants to do like kind of Chip Kelly-esque. I'm going to do it my way or the highway. And even with Howie, and there's too many, you know, big personalities working with each other that's not trying to, you know, come together and cohese the right way. And the 1 year we did in 2017, we had a full 52-man, everybody helped, and we got to the championship and we won. So I just look at it as this year coming in, whether it was with Doug or whoever we had to really prove that we have to get back to Eagle football. What was that? Playing team, sound, all three phases, special teams, offense, and defense, and then working together. Our defense wasn't the best 2017, but we were keeping teams on the 21 points, pinning bend, don't break. And that's what we did. And this year you saw, like, we weren't capitalizing on all facets. And you can't automatically say that's Twins' fault. So when you guys are saying Team Carson or Team Hurts, I'm Team Eagles. I just want to see us win, whether that's
I wasn't Team Carson or Team Hurts. It was more Team Peterson.
Exactly.
Because that's what you either choose the coach or you choose the quarterback. I agree with you, Eric. I bring a new coach in and go, here you go. But you got two guys. One needs to be fixed. The other one needs to be nurtured. Have at it. You know? I need one of them. All I need is by the end of my cap hell year in cap hell next year?
Well, Carson comes from a small place. You know, not a lot of competition, not a lot of people really scrutinizing him on his game because he athletically and mentally has been able to dominate. Now you've got a guy that's behind him other than like a Nick who, man, you know, Nick was here. He knew
You're right. I think you're dead right, brother. I do. I think you're dead right. Let's go to Jimmy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jimmy.
Anthony, how you doing?
What's happening, Jim?
This is my first time calling your show.
Oh, welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Wait, before I get to the Eagles comment, sure. Let me comment on Ben and Simmons. This is what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me with this. Ben Simmons excels at about three or four different parts of the game. The one area that he is lacking in his head case or whatever is his shot. The desire to shoot. This is what I don't get. He is one of the best drivers. He is an offensive threat when he's driving. Why in the world do they continue to worry about stop pull-up jumpers and three-point? Why not focus him on foul shooting? You realize that if he ever developed a foul shot.
What he needs to do. I completely agree with that.
He went from 60% to 80. You're talking about 16 to 20 points a game.
Right.
And to me.
What he also needs to do, though, in addition to just free throw shooting, improving that, is his drive, right? We talk about his drive to the basket. Like, he too often barrels in on a straight line, especially when Miami puts up that Ben wall. And he's got to have more moves. He's got to be able to wiggle through. He's got to be able to slash. He's got to be able to attack the rim. And not be just a flat out charge every time he goes to the hoop.
But let me ask you this: self confidence is a key element in life. Don't you think that if he had more confidence in his shoe fouls, don't you think there might be some change in how he goes about attracting the fouls?
Of course,
if he feels that this is something that he can do.
Yes,
that's my Simmons point. Let me move on to the Eagles. I'm so happy to follow up Brett Favre. This would be my question if I was sitting across from Brett Favre, because I believe, this is my theory, that the Eagles had no intention of getting rid of Peterson. I believe that when his downfall started, when on fourth and goal from the four-yard line, he chose down 3 points. At the end of the second quarter, he chose to run the ball and not kick a field goal. That obviously set the stage for the second half, bringing in a quarterback to get some snaps. That was a joke. To me, what happened was he lost his locker room completely because all of those – Brett Favre was always known as a competitor. My question would be, if I was sitting across from Brett Favre when he was being interviewed, how would he feel knowing that the coach –
right.
Bagged again.
I hear you. And it's an interesting theory. And thank you, buddy. We appreciate the call, man. We love our first timers. I just don't think it came down to one game at the end of the season.
No.
As a big a mess as it was, and it was, you know, I think everybody was on board. I just think, you know, in the end, he flubbed it because the game was close. That was the plan. They all had the plan. But you can't take the quarterback out. You can't take Jalen out in that spot. But whatever. That's not a federal crime. I don't think he permanently lost the locker room. I think it strictly came down to, and I believe this, that it was Peterson didn't want to go on any further with Wentz. And Lurie went, all right, well, I got a guy on the contract. It's your job. You're supposed to be the quarterback. You're a quarterback guy, right? You're supposed to be.
Talk about it all the time.
Right? You played the game, this and that, yada, yada, yada. Well, if you can't do that, then see ya. I think that was a part of it. I also think, you know, Peterson probably was like, I'm done. Like, I'm tired of, you know, being the stooge.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Definitely.
So I think it was kind of mutual in that sense. And I also think, look, he was not a great game day coach. I mean, come on. I don't know what we saw, what anybody was looking at. We talk about his rampant mistakes game day.
Yep.
He doesn't think quickly on his feet. I don't think he's a coaching is his bag. I think he's definitely could, and he could be a. I think he's better suited to be a coordinator. But whatever. He won a Super Bowl, so that was great. And I'm grateful.
By the way, Richard Deitch is tweeted out last night that the Penguins Flyers opener total audience just under 1 million viewers, which was the network's on NBCSN most watched regular season NHL game on record.
Now, what does that say? The game was at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, it was also empty. I guess that helps a lot of those fans that normally go.
No, but the most, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal, man.
And it was at 5:30.
Uh-huh. I want more 5 o'clock puck drops.
So do I. I love it. I know Natalie does. A little break.
Yeah, it's nice. Get to bed early.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
I know. I can't wait for tonight, baby. All right. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Salchunas in the playoffs. Well, you know they're my favorite time of the year. I can't wait to bet all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds on any team, any playoff game this weekend. Keep it simple. KC, 10-point favorites. I think they can cover the spread, but the beauty of this odds boost for new users, all you have to do is pick them to win. That's it. They don't need to cover the 10. They just need to win. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. You know I've been betting football on FanDuel all season long. I've loved the same game parlays. I've been rocking with the overs and unders all season long. It's been fantastic. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Fanatic so I know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Fanatic. Must be 21+, present New Jersey or PA, new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus is $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It's 12. Hello, Rhonda. 12:30 across the Delaware Valley. Our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com.
Got a question from Twitter that I want to run by you.
Yeah, I also need anything on this weather thing?
No, I haven't seen anything.
The John Kincaid, man, is freaking me out.
Packers may get some flurries. That's this weekend.
Green I like day. That. But you heard about this?
I heard you guys talking about it, yeah.
Well, I read a story, I don't know, it was National Geographic or whatever it was, and it was talking about the polar vortex. But apparently the thing split, and then John was talking about it, and he said it's going to be like we're going to get that day after tomorrow weather.
That freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I need Dennis Quaid to
like,
come
do you remember
me.
Like the scene where they're burning all the books in the library?
Yeah, exactly. Warm, yeah, yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, well,
before that, the sea levels rose above the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, and they were at the steps of the library in New York.
Yes.
And the gushing of the cab drivers and there's water everywhere.
A fair guy was the homeless dude with the dog.
Yeah,
took care of his dog.
Yeah,
that was nice. I was a good man.
Yeah, and then they got attacked by wolves.
Yes.
I mean, yo, dude. And then it got so bitter cold that it just any little air came in, everything went churned to ice.
It was so cold that this giant, like, carrier ship froze in the middle of Times Square.
Yes. I mean, this is, you know, the day after tomorrow is coming. Like, we got to deal with a pandemic, and now that's coming?
I don't think the sweatsuit will keep you warm enough during day after tomorrow.
Dude, I got
weather.
Nothing, man.
You
got
to get to the store.
I got
to
go get gloves. The only thing I have is batting gloves. That's not going to help out.
You need warmer gloves than the batting gloves.
Damn, man. And it's going to be a blizzard? What's that about?
I'll take a blizzard. That'd be cool.
Oh, John said he's going to have a weather guy, big-time weather guy, on next week to scare everybody.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay. Now go ahead.
That's all right. So the Twitter account,
yes,
I guess was created based off of a conversation we had last week. The Twitter account is Andrew Socks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a photo of me.
Hello,
and everything.
Andrew Socks.
But he asked the question once we figured out that Iguodala was never going to be the man on any team, right? The man. He says, but he was the NBA Finals MVP all because of his defense on LeBron, which, you know, you and I have talked about. It was a bogus MVP, but whatever. He says, if Ben does that same thing, is he all good in everyone's mind?
So, you know what's interesting? The caller, Jim, brought up Ben going to the line. And it reminded me of Iguodala. So the only difference is Iggy wasn't a point guard.
Right.
And Iggy liked to shoot the three. Iggy was not a good three-point shooter.
Hell no.
All right. But he was an incredible attack the rim guy.
Yes.
But he never did it because he was a bad free throw shooter and refused to attack and settled for that knuckleball jumper.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he was a great role player.
Yes, he was.
And he was a great defender. But what he didn't do, like, he would have been a tremendous player had he attacked the rim.
So, that's kind of, are we going kind of the same path right now with Ben, except he just doesn't shoot the foot?
The difference is Simmons is the point guard.
Right.
Iguodala was
but you can see
guard.
The similarities. Now, a lot of people were responding, because I retweeted it. You know, I wanted to give Andrew Socks some love on Twitter.
Sure, Socks.
And a lot of people are saying, no, I'm not going to accept that because he's the number one overall pick and is also getting a max contract. Which
that's
I
fair.
Get. Yeah, it makes sense. But let's say Sixers get to the finals this year and, you know, Simmons averages 8 to 10 a game in the finals, but is locking down LeBron or locking down whoever the, you know, Kawhi. You know, he'd be backing everyone's good graces, right? If he can hold Kawhi to, you know, 25 a game as opposed to 30 to 40 or LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if he's getting 13 assists with it. To me, you can't measure Simmons only by strictly numbers. Here's the problem. He can't be the Achilles heel. Right? Or then he's the heel.
Right.
Right? If he's the guy that they build Ben Wall and the whole team struggles because of it, and triple doubles don't matter.
Yeah, 10-10-10 don't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can't be the Achilles heel of the team offensively in a half-court set. That's what it comes down to. If you can figure out a way to attack the rim enough and shoot it just enough to keep teams from building Ben Wall, all right. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if he's 16, 12, 11. People are going to look at him like, you're the reason why he lost.
Right, and you're the reason why Embiid's getting double teamed every single game because your defender doesn't care about you.
That's it. I think it comes down to that. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
Hey, how you doing? All right?
Good.
With Tyrese Maxey, I love him, man. He's a great rookie. He shows no fear. You know, there's no nervousness in him at all. And I would like him as an actual starter. I mean, I guess you would put Danny Green on the bench, you know what I mean, as a seventh man or something. But with Tyrese Maxey, I would love to do the pick and rolls at the top of the key with Embiid. You know what I mean? He's got the beautiful little floater. You know, he can throw alley-oops to Embiid off the pick, or he can just do the little floaters. And, you know, I think he's a really great player, and, you know, he has a great shot. I believe he's under LaMelo Ball as Rookie of the Year.
Well, if you start him, he may surpass
LaMelo
Ball on a better team. Yeah, I would start him. I don't know who I said. I mean, the Curry was never really a starter.
Yeah, he never was. Yeah,
like he started times. Like I don't really. It doesn't really matter if it's Curry or Green. I think it all depends on the matchup and to me who you like better in the second unit with Shake.
Right, right. And I think Tyrese should. Maxey, he should put on a few pounds though. He looks small, man. He looks thin.
He's a youngin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, bro? Yeah, he's a youngin like you, man.
I am a youngin.
It's cool.
Yeah, he puts on a few pounds, man. You can body up on people. Also, one more thing. With Jake Milton, I believe he has a great shot at Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, he does. Sure he does. I agree. Good job, Bri. I agree with you.
Yeah, wow. Tyrese is 20 years old. He's turning 20 in November.
Right. Yeah, he'll fill out. Like, to me, you got something really good. He's going to wind up being what Fultz was supposed to be. That's if they don't trade. That's if they keep.
Well, yeah.
Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
Ah, my man.
What's happening, my man? How you feeling, brother?
I feel great, man. I'm blessed.
Congrats, Grandpa.
Yeah, thank you there, baby boy, Tunis.
Did you hold the baby?
Everyone's been self-quarantined. She put the order out, but they're getting home later, and I've been out.
So you didn't go to the hospital?
Oh, no, just her and the son-in-law.
Oh, I forgot. I forget with the COVID policies. You probably can't wait. Bring that baby over.
Yeah. A little peanut. Junis, where do you have kids, man? I can't even. Because you were telling them yesterday.
It's the greatest day ever. I could close my eyes, and I remember having Anthony, and Anthony had a lot of hair. Both Anthony and Motsi had a lot of hair. And then, snipping the cord and then feeding, holding the blanket. And I was, the first one to feed them. Amazing. Amazing.
All our girls had my Calabrese heads, and my poor wife, who's small, had a C-section. So I haven't spoken to you all week. There's so much content oozing out of my head. Just try to bear. Oh, by the way, Ben's a true point guard. Let me just put this. Ben's a true point guard, and he can be a point four, but he's far different than Draymond. And Jokic facilitating from the post is also, is also different than Ben, facilitating everywhere. But anyway. I haven't spoken to you, but I love your metaphors, the four lanes and Doug being on a hot dice roll at 17.
Yes, yeah.
But I'm using my words carefully here. That game of Joe the other night, I don't know if I've ever seen a confluence of skill sets by a big man like that.
I know. You know what's amazing is that he was up top breaking down the defender at 7 feet two. Like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Talk about, I thought like he's an Olajuwon. He's Olajuwon and one.
Yes. Yes. Very good.
And I love Maxie. He's got some cool nyones, huh? He's fearless. And I wish, Ben had his cool nyones. But that game he had last Saturday, I wonder if Howie was watching an SEC rookie ball out,
Yeah, I hear
you, bro. And Howie. So, real quick, we dodged the I'm a culture guy, so I believe we dodged the Harden bullet. I really do. Thank God. I would never mortgage the team's future for him. And that Nets lineup, maybe I'll be wrong, but that could be a Molotov cocktail laying in wait.
Hey, Frankie, I think a great stuff. And listen, enjoy that baby, buddy. God bless you, man. That's phenomenal. But I agree with you. It could look incredible, right? They could look amazingly dominant. Because first of all, I look at Durant and I say, Durant's cool with anybody. Durant just wants to play ball. The one thing about Kevin Durant, he didn't like the Twitter and the Twitter stuff. Who cares? That dude just likes playing ball. And he adapts his game. He adapted with Golden State. So he'll be fine. Those other two lunatics, my guess is they're going to look great sometimes, and then they're going to bicker. I can't imagine those two getting along.
Yeah, that's going to be, Kyrie just disappearing is a red flag, and then you got James Harden, his issues, and you know, the weight gain and all that stuff, and also the way they play. I mean, so Charles last night during the TNT, I don't know if it was halftime or pregame or whatever, he said Kevin Durant went from the Splash Brothers to the Dribble Brothers. And he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, these two guys just, you know.
Better from the Splash Brothers to the Bounce Brothers.
Yeah. I like the Bounce Brothers better.
Yeah. They are the Bounce Brothers because they just, and I don't know how's it going to work with the other one. And then you got KD sitting there going, all right, well, let me know.
I got a moth flying around here.
You got a moth?
There's a moth.
Really?
It's flying right in my face.
Because that goes back to that day after tomorrow. It's a sign.
Oh, is that? That's one of the signs?
Moth man prophecies.
Moths come out of nowhere?
Yeah, man.
Like, what do we got moths
dude,
in
I'm
for?
Telling you.
We had mice before.
I'm scared of that thing.
Oh, the animals and insects are coming in here.
If you had to go in one way, one extreme or the other, cold, like where you would freeze and turn into an ice cube.
Oh, you're talking about death.
Or blazing heat.
You're talking about death here.
Weather death, yeah.
Damn.
Would you go Sahara Desert, 140 degrees, or you walk out and you turn into a popsicle?
Damn.
I think I go Sahara.
I may go popsicle because
that's right, you're the cold guy.
Yeah, but not only that.
I wonder why you're not nervous.
Not only that, you'll get sunburned before you go, right? It's not like you're getting thrown in the lava, right? You're just dealing with the sun.
Sahara, right.
So your skin's going to start boiling. Yeah. I'll take a little chitter chatter more than I go boiling skin.
I don't know about boiling skin. melting skin, maybe.
Yeah, you know. You feel that first.
Let's go to Jeff.
I need to see my bones, you know?
I can dig it. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
Hey, what's up, my man?
I just wanted to point your input on the Ben Simmons, like Draymond Green type role comparison. Like, I don't really think there's too much of a difference in that aspect. I think that Ben Simmons is better at, you know, that role, that playing, doing the dirty work on both ends, and a little better facilitator. But I don't see too much of a difference in their play style. Like, especially when we're talking about, like, in the playoffs, when people are going to select off on Ben more.
Who handles the ball? One guy handles the ball. The other guy doesn't.
I mean, but I feel like in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, when do you see Draymond lead the break?
Oh, all the time.
Come on, brother. That's not. Stop.
Draymond,
he don't lead the break like Simmons. Stop. Why? Listen, I don't care. You feel that way? Good. I'm sorry. Jeff, listen. I don't want to argue with you. And we're going to argue because I completely disagree with you.
No, that's fine. I just want to see what's the difference.
I can't tell you. I don't know what you see and what I don't know. I mean, I went to Andrew. See, I don't know if I'm crazy. Tyrone, please. Tyrone, why don't you talk to Jeff real quick, could you? Please. Ben Simmons and Draymond Green, right? Isn't one a point guard and the other a point forward?
Yes, Simmons is an actual point guard. Draymond is a point forward, a guy who can handle the ball, but you don't really want to run all of your offense through him as your primary because it would limit your offense.
Thank you. Does that make sense?
I think Ben Simmons limits our offense, especially in the playoffs.
That's because of one specific thing that can change. Draymond cannot make himself a point guard. You know the one thing Ben would need to do to be completely unstoppable. It's not apples to apples. It's just not. There is nothing Draymond can do to be a full-time point guard to your satisfaction. There is absolutely something Ben Simmons can do that's simple but difficult for him so far that would make him completely unstoppable in your and everyone's mind. Therefore, it's not apples to apples.
Okay, I totally agree with that, but I still think that neither one of them are point guards at the end of the day.
All right, Jeff. Listen, that's fine. But I want you to have a great weekend, my brother.
You too, guys.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Ty. I can't. I can't do the argument anymore. He's not a point guard.
Yeah, you got the headache.
Today. Combo guards and shooting and point guard is point guard dad. Combo guard. I can't do it. It's stupid. we just go round and round and round and round, and I got a headache. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll give you a break.
Doesn't
because
matter.
We got a yo.
Yo.
So, get your mind off of that. A couple of yo's here. Tom Craig wants to give a yo to Gleason's Bar, which is a local spot in Levittown. So a yo to Gleason's Bar in Levittown.
Nice.
Sam's
Gleason's Bar. That's a good name.
That is a great name. Yeah. Sam's Italian Market in Willow Grove. Michael gives a yo to them.
Yo, Sam.
Philly sports fan wants to give a yo to Delco Steaks.
Delco Steaks.
And then Jay.
Where's Delco Steaks at?
I'm going to guess in Delco. I don't know exactly where.
No, but he said, hey, it sounds like a good steak.
Sounds like a good steak. You're right. It does.
You know, Delco Steaks.
We got to look that one up. Yeah. And then Jay tweets in, and I appreciate this one.
I might have to do a steak today.
A yo to bootamerica.com, which is in Turnersville, New Jersey. They supply boots to the frontline police, fire, and EMTs, nice. As well as the hardworking boots. Construction workers.
That's good. I want to send a yo out.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, Adrian!
Yeah, I want to send a yo out to the Hob Tavern in Bordentown City.
Nice!
Hob Tavern, Bordentown City. If you're ever in the area, check them out. They do a nice job.
So is that near you?
Yeah.
So, post-pandemic, let's roll. I'll meet you after. If you don't have Sixers Outsiders, I'll meet you at the Hob's Tavern.
Oh, we'll have a good time.
All right. I do. What's their bar food of choice?
They actually do pretty for a divey type place. They're pretty high end. They got vegetarian options. They got the high end.
I know you do the veg
stuff, steaks and stuff, and also wings. They do a nice job.
Very cool, man.
I'll be there.
Let's go see Tyrone.
Yeah, of course, man.
Right? How about my man Mike Cosmes? Give me yo. The Cosmes.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the Cuz steak on the menu.
Yes, of course. You got to give them a yo for sure.
Cosmes.
Send in the yos at Anthony L. Gargano at AsAltunas 975.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Who's our guy from the pizza joint? We still never tried it.
Oh, Pizza John.
Pizza John.
I did have the one day, remember?
No, I didn't
try. Yeah, you didn't try. It was fantastic. It's very good.
You like the pizza joint?
Yeah, it's very good.
I gotta find out. All right, let's talk a little bit about your home and your home energy. Let's talk about Pico for a second, because Pico has an important message. Did you know you could save energy and money with Pico? When you schedule an energy assessment, a Pico expert will help you identify areas in your home that could be wasting energy. And here's what they'll do. They will create a personalized report of ways that you can help lower your bill. Plus, you'll receive free energy-saving products. So look, schedule your assessment today. You may qualify for a free energy checkup. It's like the doctors at Pico. They come in and they check up on you. They go to pico.com/assessment or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE. Look, this is a no-brainer. All right, call Pico now, 888-5-PICO-SAVE, S-A-V-E. Schedule your home energy assessment now, or you can go to pico.com/assessment. Pico, saving with an assessment.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley, Cuz Radio with Shunas, hanging out. So I got to tell you about a great story. We'll get it back into Eagles and the whole thing, right? Like, we'll talk We'll bring it back.
Best 10 points.
And we also have our picks coming up for the weekend. But there's been such a cool story that I want to share with you. So here at Beasley, we're at the Fanatic, right? And we're owned by Beasley Media Group. They got a bunch of stations throughout the country and a cluster here. And one of our sister stations, WMMR, we got our producer for Pierre. Pierre Robert's the man, right? So legend in his town. And his producer is a dynamite dude, Pancake. Chris's name, but we lovingly call him the Pancake. Now, Pancake has an incredible story. He designed a hat, and the hat is banging. It's awesome. So wait, Pancake, what's happening, brother?
How you doing, brother?
My man. Do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Tell the story. It's a great story.
All right, so I'm a huge hat collector with people from all across the world. The hat community is just, it's insane. It's literally, I mean, and right now it's just, it's blowing up. And there's just this huge thing. And I am a Philadelphia-specific hat collector. I'm probably upwards of about 500 Phillies fitteds. Probably another 150 or so of the Sixers, Flyers, Union, Eagles. I mean, everything. I'm diehard Philly through and through, and have grown a great relationship, with the hat community and with some of the teams around here. So I used to go into the stadium down at the Phillies New Air store, and I would go in and take videos for people across the world. And I'd pick up hats for them and I'd send them out. And I grew this relationship with the employees over there. And Francis Winkie, I'm not sure if you know him, but
love Francis.
The whole staff over there. They are.
You know, we had the Phillies on the station and we're close. Right? And Francis would come. Right? We'd always talk about what was at the store and the whole thing.
So we've had a great relationship. And I've, you know, sort of gave a couple of, oh man, it'd be cool to see a hat like this. And then, you know, that a hat that was like the one I described came out. So, summer of 2019, they had another design lab coming up. And he said, hey, New Era is going to come in and they have a design lab. I said, great, I'm going to send you some ideas. And he said, no, New Era wants you to come in and design a hat. So, I talked to Sarah over at New Era, and it turned into this entire thing where I got to sit
now, where are they? Because you're local.
So I was down at the stadium. I was down at the Phillies New Era store, right? We met with the New Era reps there. New Era is out of Buffalo. So they
out of Buffalo, right.
So they have the Bill Stadium and all that stuff. So they came down and said, you know, we want to do this design with you. So I got to sit down with the whole staff, and it was phenomenal. So I got to pick the fabrics. I got to do everything. So I had all these ideas that are just beyond where we could go with it. But they just said, let's go. So we designed this 1980s World Series pennant hat. So the actual 1980 flag, it's on the front. It's not a logo that they had ever used before. So we had to sort of create this design. So Vic from New Era came down and it's perfect. I mean, it's so good. The hat's a standard material, like a poly material, but the flag feels like a satin flag.
And wow!
This satin underneath, it's just, it's an amazing honor to have them ask me to do it. And it went on sale today at noon, exclusively down at the stadium. So you can't get it anywhere else. And I'm beyond excited about it. It's cool to see my design out there. I can't wait to be at a game.
It's a cool hat. It's dynamite. 1980. Andrew, choose you of all people. This hat, banging.
It's fantastic. I remember Pancake told me about it last year. We talked about it last summer. He was telling me that there's a possibility. And, you know, he told me about the idea. I was like, that's, you know, I almost cursed. That's freaking awesome. Like, that was a really good idea. Yeah, it came out beautifully, man. Really good job.
Dude, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to do this now so I can put it on Instagram for you.
Yeah, man.
And Twitter.
Yeah, and you can check out my Instagram. I am, it's I_MAM_pancake. If you don't like Philadelphia hats, you probably don't want to follow me because that's pretty much all that it is.
So do me a favor. First of all, this is awesome.
Thank you, all right?
I love this lid. I 1980, I was a little boy, so it meant something. I remember it. And, I look at it and I'm like, wow. And Larry Boa is actually wearing the hat today. He tweeted you a picture.
Yeah, the team sort of sent a picture out, and it's Larry Boa wearing my hat. So to have a member of the championship team put on a hat that I designed, I mean, I was down the hall and like dropped my stuff.
That's
like,
outrageous,
this is awesome.
Man.
So yeah, it's exclusively down at the stadium. I don't know how fast they're going. I know there was a little line this morning for when they dropped at noon. You can only get two of them. So if you go down, you can't be stocking up to get rid of them. But, you know, it's.
I got to go buy one. I love that
hat.
Thank
you, brother. Yeah. So if you, anybody wants to stop down, I'll be down there from 4 to 5 today, just saying hello, picking up the hat.
You got to sign the inside.
I got a couple
Pancake,
guys.
Baby.
My buddy Front Row Ricky, I got a signature going on for him. So yeah, it's something that I didn't really ever expect to happen, but was beyond excited. And it's a dream of mine to do this. You know, to have, you know, eventually I'll be waiting on the other teams to come down to say hello and bring me on. But
I think I can get this done. I want you to work on a Sixer hat.
Done.
All right.
Done. They have a new era store down at the stadium also, so we can work that out. You know the people. I want you
to work on a Sixer hat.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'll get it to the right people.
Done deal.
All right, because I love your eye, and I want to see. Now, do me one thing, right?
Before
you roll out of here, I'm fascinated by the hat community.
Right.
Like, Judas, he talked about the community. Like, he's a member in good standing with the hat community, and it's international.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so this hat already is going to Australia, Germany, and Canada, with more to come eventually. But those are the three that have already purchased the hat. So
wow,
we're good to go.
How cool is that?
It's beyond cool, man. It is.
So
it's a dream come true.
Do you converse with hat aficionados all over?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's Facebook groups. There's a group called 5950 Fitted Hat Society, which is like 10,000 members strong.
A hat society, man.
There's,
that's all right.
A team fitted group. I mean, it's everything. So
that's cool, man.
Check out my Instagram. It's IAmPancake with underscores between it, and connect to people who love sports all over the world. And it is a nice way to connect to people. I mean, listen, I'm not really friends with any fans of other teams, but this sort of bridged the gap where it made it a thing.
It's a community,
absolutely.
Pancake.
Absolutely.
You said it earlier. We all, listen, I love the hat.
Thank you, man.
I'm a cap. First of all, you got incredible cap taste.
Thank you, cuz.
You are a hat man, hat maestro. Dude, I got to tell you, I love this story. It's a beautiful story.
Thank you, brother.
We gotta get you doing a wrench. Have you been on Fox yet?
No. Nah,
good day.
Nah. This is it. This is
I'm gonna send you on Good Day next week.
I appreciate that.
All right. All right. Yeah, I wanna make it my mission. I want everybody to know about this. This is it. It's such a great story. You're a great dude.
Thank you.
You
brother.
Are a great Philadelphia sports fan. And I love the fact you're that's a beautiful thing to just you're bridging gaps over caps.
I appreciate it. I mean, listen, it's, and anybody, when I see somebody wearing this, I'm going to stop you and say hello and say that that's my hat. So if you're walking around wearing that hat and some random guy who's probably wearing Philly's maroon head to toe stops by and says hello, I'm going to do that, because for me to be able to see it out in the wild is going to be, it's going to be pretty good.
Dude, fantastic job, brother. Proud
Thank
of you.
I appreciate that a lot.
All right. Leave your number, because I'm going to try to get you on Good Day.
Absolutely.
And then I got you on the Sixers. So write it down over here on my notebook. Okay.
We'll do. And if you want to call the store, the team store, it's 267-570-2333, and you can order it through there, or just go to their Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever it is. They got all the stuff out there. So
Pancake,
I appreciate
man.
It. Thank you.
You got a great eye, man. How about it, Tunis?
Yeah, he's the best. Pancake taught me how to cut Flyers highlights like 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, he's a big maestro of the Flyers.
Yeah, because you know we carried the games on MMR over there. So I still remember you told me a story. There's a specific hat. You told me the story that if your house were to catch fire, you were going in to grab a gold specific hat.
I have.
Like, what's your gold hat?
I remember you told me something. You were like, this is the hat that if my house caught fire.
You got one of them.
You would grab your kid and you would grab the hat.
Yeah, this one would probably be it for now. But I have a 1964 Phillies on-field hat.
Wow.
That was, it's made by New Era, the same company that makes them now. But that was the year the Phillies were supposed to be in the World Series. 1964 World Series.
They printed out the tickets.
Right. They had to win like two games in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and they didn't do it, right. It was like the Mets back in 07 and 08. So they, the hat, you know, specifically from that year, you can tell by the markings inside. I got the press pin. So that one's that's pretty cool. But I have cases and boxes and stands and everything.
So how many do you think altogether, how many caps do you own?
Probably close to 650, 700, something like that.
So what?
It's, yeah.
That's nice, man. It's a lot of caps, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate it, cuz.
You're the man, Pancake.
Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. There he is. The Pancake hat extraordinaire.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yeah, we call our shout outs yo's.
Yo, let me get a yo to Rhonda. Because Rhonda, who works for you guys, has been a supporter of mine forever. Like, I mean, I've been telling her that I'm going to be doing this for the past 8 or 9 years. And it only came into fruition in the last year or so. But she's been there from the start. Every time she's like, you're going to do this, is going to be what you do. So
I got to tell you, so Rhonda, who has been in the industry for a long time, even though she doesn't look like it, because she's a beautiful woman, Rhonda Hibbert, she's our sound engineer at the station, cuts all the commercials, whole thing. She champions all the underdogs. Like, she's got you. She helps me. She helps you. She helps Tunis. She truly is like an amazing team person. So I'd be honored to give Rhonda a yo.
Yo, Rhonda.
And she's
we love you,
she's
Rhonda.
She's a West Philly girl who's doing this. And, you know, one of the pioneers.
Yeah,
not many
absolutely.
Black women have broken to the industry and has done what she's done. She actually, you need to be honored. I mean, what you've done as a pioneer, amazing. So thank you, Pancake.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. I appreciate you.
You're the man, Pancake. How about that? Yeah, write that down, brother.
And he gives the yo for the party
shot. Because we got a yo.
Yo!
That's
yo!
All right. That's all right.
Love the Rhonda yo.
Yeah. Yeah, that she deserves a yo.
Yeah, Miss Rhonda's the best.
She really is. She's a terrific, terrific lady. Black, gritty, deep in these streets. PG!
Man, two things. First of all, nobody raises the pom-poms like you raise the pom-poms, brother. Everybody out here listening always appreciates you and how you get behind people, man. You out here with their pom-poms shaking, cuz. And we appreciate
it. All we got is each other, right? So when somebody does something big and accomplish something or whatever it is that's important to them, we should all be behind them.
Exactly. Spreading a little joy never hurt nobody. Second, just real quick on the kid thing. When my daughter was born and she was put in my hands, I literally gave her to her mother, walked out to my dad crying and hugged him. And I said, I can't believe you love me this much. This is how much you love me? Like, I know you love me, but I'm like, until I help my baby, I like it made me love my dad like 30,000 more. Like, I can't believe you love me this much. So every time one of my buddies has a baby, I call him and say, now you know what love is, right? Now you know what it is. I know you love your wife, you love your whatever. But once that baby's put in your hands, like, you can't imagine how much your parents actually loved you. It's an amazing feeling. That's great. So Next.
What's her name?
Leah Summerstone is my daughter.
Leah. Oh, it's beautiful, Leah. Brother.
She's at Leah on Twitter. She's at Leah.com because, you know, her dad's smart, got real estate. You know what I mean? Got it for the future, so I got a full name every day. She's a little baller right now. She's a little gamer doing her thing. Sixers. I don't care about Ben Simmons because I saw what I'm always going to see in the playoffs. Ben in the playoffs is what the Heat did to him, and until he does something different in the playoffs, I can't even get mad at it anymore. I can't even put energy towards it anymore. I just am going to accept and enjoy the shakes popping off and the Maxis and the Embiids. I'm just going to try to enjoy it. I'm really trying to put Ben out of my mind because Ben will come up and give you a little triple-double, come up and give you 25 points. He just doesn't do it consistently, and we always know what his problem is. So I'm just trying to put my mind off of Ben and focus on the rest of the team as a whole because we look really good and seems like chemistry's popping, you know, so I'm happy about that.
Good. But, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to de-stress my life because you know why? On Wednesday night, man, did you see the show? Man, they had Pitbulls on ice at 5:30, dog. We was out there signing, bro.
Not for nothing, right? I mean.
Oh, my God.
They're good.
Oh.
They are. They're deep.
And the top to bottom. The first line, second line, third line. And then you got the reserves. Like, I mean, the team is put together. Like, I don't know. They just look fast. They look good. That one goal on Hart. I mean, again, I tell people, like I told you, I'm not like Super Hockey. I was impressed with that one goal. I was like, I don't know who could stop that. He flipped the thing out the air. That was impressive. But I'm telling you, the team top to bottom, they're pit bulls on ice, dog. They out there moving, and they're shaking, and they're playing well together. It's so great to see good hockey.
It really is, man. It's fabulous.
And guess what else? They play tonight again.
That's awesome. Thank you, Black Gritty.
Yeah, we have to wait all the way until 7 o'clock now.
Yeah, I wish it was a 5. I really do wish it was a...
I really appreciate the 5:30 star, and it rated well.
Yeah, I'm shocked at that, man.
Now, Tim on Twitter says, please no 5 o'clock stars or 5:30 stars. He gets done work at 8. He's a big
Flyer. Yeah, well, it's rough, you know. That's a great looking hat, man.
Oh, it's an awesome hat.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we talked about it last summer or summer of 2019. So when it actually came out, I was so pumped for Pancake. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a great kid, man. Are you kidding me? Fantastic. We will tweet that hat out. I sent you the thing, right? So tweet that out, brother. So we'll do that. We'll come up with picks in a little bit, right? We got our picks for the weekend. It's going to be some good football. We'll go over it. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I literally walked out of a store without a mask. I don't know what the hell I was saying. I only walked in there. I wasn't even thinking. And halfway through the store, I'm like, oh, man, I don't not have a mask. I felt like an idiot.
Yeah, every once in a while, I forgot one time. I went to Wawa and then I saw somebody with a mask and I went, oh man, I ran back to the car real quick.
I was going on. Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. Anyway, look, first of all, yo out to Frankie as grandfather.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Prayers and sympathies to Armando. I completely forgot the other day when I
thank got you, buddy. Through, appreciate you that. Know,
to you and everybody related to Armando. Clearly, he touched a lot of people because a lot of people were, from what it sounded like, were out yesterday hanging out and just reminiscing over what kind of great person was. So,
thank you. Appreciate
it. And to anybody who's lost, you know, family, friends, relatives during this difficult time, who, you know, there's great people in our lives and they have to go at some point and, accept that.
So. I know, man. And then, you know, it hurts, but it forces you to think about mortality and the whole thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right. So I never argued whether Ben's a point guard or not. I don't know what he is. I don't care. I don't want to argue that point. I don't know why people want to argue that. I'm not being this. I'm not trying to break your head open again because you're tired of this conversation about Ben, but. Like, he's just the only guy in the NBA who just doesn't want to shoot. That's what he is. Like, forget about arguing, is he a point forward, point four, point five, whatever. He's just the only guy in the NBA who doesn't want to shoot. That's what he should be labeled as. I mean, because that's what he is. Now, which I don't have, listen, like your last caller, like Mike Cordy said, I don't care. As long as the chemistry is good, I'm happy. But this is what I don't get. Like, remember when T.J. Warren came in here and dropped, what, 39 or something, first game back during the pandemic?
Yeah, that was a 50-burger.
All right, he dropped a 50-burger. Then, what did they, Trae Young drop with a triple-double in, like, 17 minutes? Like, we always get these random one-offs there every 10 to 12 games, you know, so, and this happens all the time in the NBA. Like, a player just goes off and drops 30 or 40 or has a fantastic game. This is my argument with Ben. It doesn't matter if he's playing against a short point guard, a tall point guard, a chunky point guard, an afro point guard, a white, goofy, porno beer point guard. It doesn't matter who's in front of him. He's the same dude every night, just about. Plus or minus a little more energy, a little more drive to the hole, maybe a few more exotic passes. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who he's playing. He's your 9, he's your 10, 11, and 10 guy. Like last night. Yeah, he had a triple-double. Like, he's great to get that triple-double. But that's who he is. And that's what frustrates me. That he's just, like last night, Shea goes off. The night before, I'm sorry, the game before, the rookie, Maxey goes off. Like, and you see, the night before, you know, Barlow goes off. Barlow goes off and drops, you know, controls the game for 2.5 quarters. Like, that's never been, Ben never really wants to ever get involved. And that's what's so frustrating about him. I don't want to argue about point guard. I don't want to argue with him.
You're right. I mean, you're obsessing. And I understand why you're obsessing, because it's incredulous. I get it. And Nikki, I feel you. Listen, enjoy the football, brother. All right.
Listen.
Enjoy the Flyers tonight.
Well, they were wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, they came out. They went behind early. And they just took over the game. They literally took over the game.
I know. They were phenomenal. Thank you, brother. Enjoy it. We are obsessing. And I understand it. Would you characterize it as obsessing, Andrew?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I would characterize it as being fans and wondering.
No, but that's obsessing.
Yeah,
We're obsessed with why the dude doesn't shoot. Believe me, I get it. I feel the same way. I understand that piece of it.
Yeah, all right. We're obsessing.
Come on, how can we not be? It's Friday. The Eagles don't have a coach, and we're still talking about Simmons.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's obsessing.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. All right.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying, but that's, it's so bizarre that we can't get past it. I understand where Nick is coming from and everybody else. Rome, Anthony on the gram. Like, I get it. I hear you. Coming up, we got picks and your calls. Cause Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Salchunas. Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. And that, of course, is a same-game parlay bet. Only available on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. A same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game to win even bigger during the playoffs. You can combine the money line, the over-under, player props, you name it, all in one parlay. And FanDuel's letting you place a same-game parlay bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. The playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. The player props are now up for each of the four games that we will get this weekend. So start checking them out now. I told you guys about this earlier this week. Last weekend, I did a $1 parlay that if it hit, it would have paid $2.50. Now, it didn't hit, but it was $1. This right here, you get $10 risk-free. So go crazy. Put down 10 bucks. Try to win a couple hundreds. You go for it. If you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and make sure you sign up at sign up. Use promo code Fanatic. That's promo code Fanatic at sign up. If you're a current customer, then you are all set. Go check out same game parlays only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 plus, present New Jersey or PA. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is 10 bucks. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.130 across the Delaware Valley. By the way, some news, coaching news. Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former Temple Todd, was scheduled to interview in Detroit, but it apparently Detroit was not going to hire Todd Bowles, so they canceled the interview and punted.
Yeah, I just saw a report that it looks like they're going to be hiring the Saints assistant coach / tight end coach. Let me get the name for you. But I literally just saw that. It's funny that you bring that up.
Yeah, that's what's making the rounds.
Yeah, it's this current Saints tight end coach, whoever that may be, because I don't really know many tight end coaches around the league.
By the way, we were talking about the weather, heat v cold, which would be the worst to perish in?
Yeah.
Gabriel brings up a great point. The cold hurts, he says.
Yeah, so does boiling
skin.
You can't
move. He said, I'm living on the sun before I deal with the Arctic weather. I agree.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not boiling, maybe melting a little bit, but not.
Oh, yeah, because that feels much better.
The least
melting skin.
At least you can move a little. These are loose, right? So you sweat a little bit. Loose.
I'll probably get one more inning out of my arm.
Exactly.
As it's melting.
Well, here's the windup, man. The fell on the arm, falls, melts off the side.
Get a little more spin rate on the ball.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, what's the polls for today?
Polls of the day brought to you by Marvin Decan's Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin Decan's Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinDecan's.com. Both on 975 middays. The first was regarding Ben Simmons. We asked if the team is good enough. Can you come to grips with Simmons just scoring around 10 a game, but he continues to do everything else he does well at an elite level? We, of course, mentioned that they were 7-1 before COVID really struck the team. The options were, yes, I will take that. No, I need more from Ben. And no, trade him. The majority of people saying, no, I need more from Ben. That's at 52% of the vote. And the majority of people saying, I need more points out of him. 38% say that they'll take that. 9% say, no, I will trade him. The other one was, Anthony is sensing a lack of buzz from the Eagles fans regarding the coaching search. Is that true? Why? The options, not true. I'm locked in. The second one, yes, there is no sexy name. So it's true. There's no sexy name out there. And the last one is yes, because Howie's still here. And that got 77% of the vote. 12% go, not true, I'm locked in. 11%.
That was the runaway landslide.
Yeah, 77%.
Damn.
Jeez. So, Howie.
By the way, a couple things real quick. Ford on Twitter says, because I'll take a 2008 hat.
Yeah, that'd yes. Be cool. That would be cool.
They got to follow the 1980 with the 2008.
Yeah. Now, the 1980, one of the reasons why Pancake came up with it, based off of when I was talking to him in 2019, was 2020 was the 40-year anniversary. And the Phillies were planning on doing a lot of stuff for the 40-year anniversary.
Yeah,
but, of course, no fans were allowed. There was going to be a concert, a country concert that you weren't going to be in on. But I was ready to go for it. It was going to be Tim McGraw, Tug McGraw's son, was going to do a show at Citizens Bank Park for the 40th anniversary. I think he was going to do it on the day they clinched or something like that. Yeah, I would have been there.
They clinched what?
Whether it was, I don't know if it was clinched the pennant or won the World Series. It would have been the anniversary, like that day.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, that's a good idea.
But you know, all that stuff got canceled.
But that's a good idea.
You know Luke Combs? He's going to do the show with him.
Combs? I know Joe Combs.
You know Luke Holmes.
I do know Bobby Holmes.
You know Rashawn Holmes.
I do know Rashawn Holmes, yes. Holmes. And then finally, Bubba on the text board.
Uncle Chuck.
It says, and this is very smart. He says, give me the cold with hypothermia. Don't you just fall asleep?
See? That's, yeah.
So that's not a bad thought.
And you're not you're all boiling skin.
Yeah.
Melting skin. Melting pot. South Pole.
South Kansas. All right, let's sit tight because I want to talk to you guys. We got the next three. I got a pair of Andrews and a Jake. That's a winning hand right there.
Damn right it is.
All right, and everybody else. Andrew. So sit tight because we're going to do our picks, and then I want to go to you guys because I know people want to talk about Howie and Jeffrey. I know people want to talk about Doc and Ben and just the overall state of the Eagles. But it is time for our daily number segment. This is where we do our picks. Now we got a full slate of basketball, hockey, and of course, a big time four games divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Junis, let's kick it off. Let's kick it off. Anything tonight? Strike your fancy hockey hoops.
Hockey, I mean, it's been so tough in basketball with all the COVID and teams that are out and teams that...
It's impossible.
It's been crazy.
I know.
I'm just
Flyers, let me just give you this. Flyers, it's a pick, again, minus 108.
I took them last game, thank God.
I mean, I don't know. I come back, bang, go Flyers again.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I never bet against my squad. It's hard to sweep a rival like that. So, I mean.
I know, but maybe.
I would stay away.
Maybe they go on a bit of a streak.
I mean, that would be nice. I would like that. You know, I won't bet against the Flyers, but I might stay away from the
I think
Flyers.
You should bet them.
All right, sure, fine. Why not?
Joel Farabee to score any point in the game plus 275.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Plus 275. Okay. I like that. How about Coots? Plus 260. He did not score in the opening night. Six goals. He did not score one of them. So maybe a Sean Couturier goal.
Let me ask you this, because Gustafson got some run on the second unit of power.
Yeah, play. And man, he's got a nice slap shot on that blue line.
Well, all right. Now, you and I are thinking alike. He's plus 550 to score.
Yeah, a little traffic in front, and maybe it doesn't tip off. Because the one...
Two of them did.
Yeah, but the one that tipped off of...
Stings rear end. Oh, that was a Farabee.
Well, yeah, so Nolan Patrick's, it wasn't going to hit net, but it hit his rear end and went in. The Farabee goal, that could have gone in even if his stick didn't make contact. I might be with you on the Gustafson there.
That's the play tonight. Take a shot, but it was you get... 550 to 1.
Yeah, all I mean, right. I don't hate that at all.
All right, I'll make that an official play, Cousin Chew's play.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hoop watch. All right.
Well, I want to confirm. So Cap Sabres are playing today, and it's a back to back. They played last night, and 10 goals were scored. The line is the over under 6.5. I may lean under in that game. I can't see 10 goals or close to that two nights in a row.
I don't know. Is it a bad goaltending?
Yeah.
I mean, don't like your logic there.
Okay, fine. I'll take the under.
NBA, you're in? You're making that an official play?
Yeah, I'm going to make it a play.
What about you got any love for the Bucks tonight? 7.5 against Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, the Mavericks have been dealing with all kinds of stuff. Porzingis is back. So maybe that helps. That Bucks team is good. They got a good squad. And who's guarding Giannis on that team?
That's my point. They're a horrible defensive
team. Nobody's guarding Giannis. Luka's not guarding Giannis. Giannis is over under 20.5. I might lay that, too.
I go Bucks route tonight, and I would go Pelicans fly, Pelicans plus 10
all right.
Against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely take a look at the Giannis point total. Now, something that FanDuel does, you can do the alternate points. I want to see here. Because sometimes, you know, 28.5 might be a high number. If you went down to 26.5, it's minus 154. Still not that great of a payout.
All right.
I might look at the Giannis over, though. They can't guard him. Nobody on that team can.
All right, let's go. We got the four games this weekend. Let's break these games down and give a pick. Let's begin with 4:35 tomorrow, the Rams and the Packers. Green Bay, 6.5, total 45.5.
I would definitely say take the over in that game, even though Goff's dealing with the thumb. Packers defense isn't all that great, and the Packers offense is still elite. So there's number one. I still ride with the Packers, though.
Rams defense is legit.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think Rodgers is going to get held to like 17 points.
I think they're pretty good.
They are. Donald's banged up a little bit, which could help.
Well, yeah, it could.
So, I still think Rodgers himself, him and Devontae Adams, could score 3 touchdowns with ease.
They have 2 good corners.
Yeah, I know.
2 elite corners.
Yeah. Rodgers is playing like an MVP.
Now, I don't think, I agree with that. I don't think Goff's been bad and the thumb's bad. They're going to try to run it with Akers. I don't like the game at all. If I had to lean, I would lean slight to Rams.
Do you? Okay.
And I would not bet over.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the over, but I definitely like the Packers to cover the 6.5.
All right. The night game, Baltimore and Buffalo. Buffalo, Saturday night, a 2.5-point favorite against the Ravens. Now, I'll tell you, I'm rooting hard Bills, but I think this is not a great matchup.
Really? I love Buffalo.
You love Buffalo?
I love Buffalo. Now, the one thing I'm concerned about is the interview process. Dable's been all over the place doing the interviews. I don't think that's going to take away from his coaching, getting up a game plan. It's the same thing that I thought last week with Tennessee. If they can get up early, now Tennessee, I don't know what the hell they were doing with Derrick Henry. I know the Ravens' defense is good. If Buffalo can get up early, you want to go air attack, Josh Allen v. Lamar Jackson, I take the Bills.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that. I think I worry about the Bills' defense against Lamar. I think that's a problem. I also think the Ravens' defense is a decent defense. I hate to say it because I'm a Bills fan and I'm going to root Bills, but this is just advice. I would take Baltimore if I was
a bet. Okay. So you're going both dogs so far, and I'm going both favorites, which I don't like. But
do you remember what happened last weekend with the dogs I told you about?
Yeah.
You didn't seem to like that.
No. I went even. I'll take it.
Yeah, I did better than that.
Yes, you did. I'll take even. I didn't lose it.
Yeah. All right. Browns and Chiefs.
Lay it.
Sunday, we are in a major agreement there.
Lay it.
Major agreement there.
This is definitely a come-to-earth game for the Browns. I mean, they were gifted like 2 touchdowns right off the bat against the Steelers. I give them all the credit in the world for being able to win without Stefanski there. The 2 starting corners were out. Issues with the offensive line. They're coming back down to earth.
Kansas City, me too. I just think it's a terrible spot. Terrible spot for Cleveland. So we both love Kansas City.
Yes.
And then the night game, New Orleans, Tampa, Breeze, Brady.
I believe we're on the same spot here based off of conversations.
New Orleans is a 3-point favorite. I love Tampa.
I'm with you.
You know, they wound up playing, if you remember, and Tampa won 38, New Orleans won 38-3.
Yep.
There is a pretty amazing stat about teams that get swept
in the season and play in the playoffs. Yep.
Yes. I really like Tampa in this game.
Yeah.
I think they win the game outright.
Here's another thing. You look at the 2 quarterbacks. One's looking older each week. The other one's not. Like, Brady looked great last week against Washington, and that's a fantastic defensive front that Washington has. Saints still have a good defense, don't get me wrong. But I look at the way the 2 quarterbacks have been playing, and Tampa's defense is not as good as New Orleans, but they're serviceable. I love Tampa, too. I'm with you on that one. So we agree there. We agree on 2.
All right, so we agree on Sunday and Saturday. The least game I feel strong about is Green Bay, L.A. I think that's a tough game.
But I do think everybody's going to flock to the Packers, and I think the Rams can keep it close. Like, they could come in back door. I think Green Bay wins the game. You might want to tease Green Bay, Baltimore would be a good tease. That
okay.
I would look at. All right, here it is. Your picks. Any props for you?
No, I haven't done the. I haven't taken a look at the 3-point props yet. I got burned on one yesterday, man.
Yeah, tell the people.
Yeah, I had a 4-legger in the Sixers game yesterday. I went Sixers at halftime. Sixers to cover the spread. Simmons over 7.5 assists was plus money, which I was shocked about. And Tobias Harris over under 18.5 points. He finished with 18. Would have been a nice little payout.
Yeah. That's a shame, brother.
And Tobias's last, two of his last three shots barely hit iron. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then when I saw Paul Reed get off the bench, I said, damn it. I know who he's coming in for. And sure enough, Tobias, he had nine in the first quarter. Nine the rest of the game.
That's a killer. Kick in the junk.
Because if it wasn't a blowout.
That's a kick in the junk.
If it wasn't a blowout, he's still in the game, right? But because it's a blowout, you know. All right, that's the blessing and the curse.
All right, let's get to Andrew in Norristown. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Yo, cuz. Hey, quick shout out to you guys. You know, those of us are working at home now. We don't got that camaraderie with the office. Don't got that water cooler talk. You guys are my guys now. All right?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
So this would be my water cooler talk, though, you know, if I was in the office. What?
That's cool.
We're all scratching our heads thinking, what GM would do this? What GM would do that? What if our GM is just the scapegoat? What if the weasel is just the face and Lori's pulling the strings?
Yeah. No, I think that's a possibility.
What GM? Tell me another GM, number one. I think someone said on this radio station not too long ago, lives through a third coaching hire. What GM also would say, you know, blame it on I didn't get
well,
the
I will tell you this. When it comes to the coach, Howie's not making a call on the coach, and Howie didn't hire any other coaches. That's a Jeffrey Lurie production. He's the one that'll hire. Now, Howie will sit in, give thoughts. Don Smolenski's the president, will sit in, give thoughts. But make no mistake, Jeffrey's the guy that's hiring the coaches.
Yeah, I'm not talking about hiring. I'm talking about if you're firing a coach and hiring a coach, your team's not doing well.
Right.
Your team's not doing well after the third one. Your GM's got to take some responsibility.
Yes.
And
yes,
the only reason why your GM's not taking responsibility is because he's falling on the grenades for you.
Yes. You're dead right. Yeah, I think that's certainly at least part of it, right? I mean, but yeah, I agree.
You know, and my other Eagles point is this coach. I don't, you know, I'm all in, whoever they want to take. I need a guy whose plan's already on the field now. I don't, you know, I don't want a guy who's like you said, is holding somebody's clipboard. And you know, I love Deuce, but I don't know what he can do.
Yeah.
And these KC guys, I don't know what they can do either.
I don't want to go back to the Andy tree. I really don't. I don't want to do it.
I want to get away from offensive guy. Belt, hanging that stuff. Yeah, no.
Especially here's the thing. Andy's in control out there. He's the one who does the operating. I don't want some guy handing him the tools.
No. I want a guy whose stuff's already on the field. And when he comes here, I don't even need him calling plays. Like you said, we need that CEO. Yeah. I need a guy who's not concerned about, I need to call my plays. No, you need to take care of your team. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
And the last thing, After hearing today, I put a little something on that Maxi for MVP.
There you go for rookie of the year. Yep.
For rookie of the year, yeah. You know, why not? Why not?
33-1, buddy. Yeah, man. That's definitely right. Andrew in Georgia. Andrew,
it's been far too long. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my brother. What's going on, man? How you been?
I'm feeling a little dejected down here. I survived the corona last month, but that's a face of the organization. But Anthony, what's the soul of the organization?
Wow, that's good.
Like, because you sit there, and you know those teams, like, it's not just about the winning. The teams you love, right, you fall in love with, and it's not even as important as the record. It's watching them compete and do things, right? It can be a player. It can be a coach. Hell, it can be an owner. Look what Croce did, right?
Yeah.
And you go, where's the soul? Where's that person that you look at and you go, they are Philadelphia. Who's that person going to be in the next 2 to 3 years? Right?
Yep. Great point, man.
There's no connection. There's nothing. And they are losing.
I think they need to figure. That's one of the big things they need to figure out.
Like they're losing the city, Anthony, and it's an impossible task to do. Like it's hard. It's really hard, and somehow
but here's
they
the thing.
Are managing
I,
to
I,
do.
Now I'm at the end. Now here's the thing, though, Andrew. Take heart in this. You know, as much as we could be down, we're never out. That's a truism, my brother. Listen to that. Be safe, man. Have a great weekend. Jakey, have a great weekend, buddy. We'll hook up with you next week for sure. Listen, everybody, have a great day, all right? Have a great weekend. Do me a favor. Watch yourself again. It's not over, so just watch yourself. Be careful. Thanks for hanging. Enjoy Flyers, Sixers football. We'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.